is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
We tried numerous accounting firms before we ran across Reese Meyering, and we've stuck with them for the last 25 years.
Ron Elmore, the president of Southtown Painting in Miamisburg. It may employ as many as 100 people. Southtown has benefited greatly from the partnership with Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie.
What a professional company. I wouldn't know what to do without Reese Meyering and Company.
Reese Meyering, located in Fort Loramie, and Southtown Painting here in Miamisburg. With remote access through computers to Reese Meyering's accounting software, it's as if there's no distance at all.
Wow, like your next-door neighbors.
It is. Thanks to Reese Meyering and the Internet, it's always a speedy and efficient accounting process.
Reese Meyering performs tax and financial services for you or your business. This full-service firm completes controllership functions like payroll, payables, receivables, accounting software setup, and consulting for business startups.
Southtown Painting would recommend Reese Meyering for accounting for any company, large or small.
Phone Kevin Meyering at 937-295-3813 for Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants.
They're flexible, they're professional, easy to work with. That's Reese Meyering.
I bet you didn't know that Precision Strip is number one in the industry in metal processing and technical capabilities. And it was founded in 1977 in the heart of a one-square-mile farm town in Minster, Ohio. Precision Strip has grown to over 1,300 associates who are employed at 15 locations in six states, including Ohio plants in Minster, Tipp City, Kenton, Middletown, and Perrysburg. The associates at Precision Strip are dedicated to providing the best teamwork and customer service, and on a daily basis, doing the exceptional.
We are problem solvers who challenge the status quo and drive improvement.
We are family working safely for our loved ones.
We stay true to our values, caring and respecting one another.
We embrace change as we journey through our career.
We care about our customer relationships.
We are Precision Strip. Learn more about us and career opportunities by visiting precision-strip.com.
Precision Strip, doing the exceptional.
Join the team of loyal associates. Go to precision-strip.com. Click on the Careers tab and learn about current openings and job benefits at Precision Strip in Minster, Tipp City, and many other locations in six states.
There's never been a better time to experience Mutual Federal in Sydney, Piqua, and Troy. You see, we have what you need. Whether you're looking for a commercial loan for your business, applying for your first mortgage, or searching for a checking account with the modern conveniences of online and mobile banking, let Mutual Federal offer you the perfect solution with a full range of products and services that help manage your finances. Open an account or apply for a loan today at Mutual Federal. To get started, just visit MutualFederal.com. Mutual Federal, a division of First Bank Richmond, serving Sydney, Piqua, and Troy since 1922. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney has a corner on the market, and for a couple of very good reasons, quality and reliability. You see, for a long time, businesses throughout the region have counted on Regal for custom nameplates, badges, signs, and various industrial engraving.
Wing Trail has partnered with Regal Trophy and Awards for many years. They have given us a quality product, always at a reasonable price, and completed our projects in a timely fashion. They've been a great vendor to work with, and we're more than pleased with everything they do for us.
Need trophies, plaques, and awards? Many colleges and schools, including Sydney High School, have preferred Regal forever.
When I think Regal Trophy, the first thing that comes to mind is the Wurman family. They take pride in every trophy that's produced. Regal Trophy and Awards has been in their family forever. Sydney Athletics, they've been our only vendor for 30-plus years, and I know at every event that they're a part of, our student-athletes are going to leave with an award that is befitting the efforts they've put forward.
Put a big smile on everyone's face with Regal Trophy and Awards. 1269 Wapak in Sydney at RegalTrophyAwards.com. Regal for the crowning touch.
Customers always come back to Guyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie.
Yeah, I've bought several new Jeeps at Guyer's, and I really appreciate the Guyer's approach to building relationships.
And for 100 years now, since day one, Guyer's has offered superb collision repair.
Absolutely, and I've benefited from that. The manager of that department has over 30 years' experience. Whether it's a fender bender, a scratch or dent, or an accident, Guyer's will make your car or truck look brand new again at a fair price.
Speaking of brand new, 3/4 of the vehicle purchases at Guyer's start online at GuyersInc.com.
We have great photos, true description of the vehicles, and also lists the auto check history report right on our website.
And these internet-driven online Guyer's customers have been known to fly into Ohio, pick up the car they've selected online, and then drive it right back to wherever, right?
We had one this year flying from North Dakota, picked them up at the airport. Got them delivered, and they drove it right back.
The Guyer's reputation, from northern Shelby County all the way to North Dakota.
You know, at Guyer's, it's always service with a smile.
G-A-I-E-R-S, Inc.com.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system.
Long lead out to Brandewee. Spins, shot fake, hits it. Six-footer, Brandewee.
High school basketball is online and on the air on scoresbroadcast.com.
Bounce pass to Summerhoing, who comes out high, hits the cutter down the lane, caught low in the right by Mesher, twisting and scoring! Victoria Mesher, a bank shot from 5 feet. Good half-court offense run right there. A minute 14 to go, fourth quarter, 37-28 Fort Loramie. Ball lobbed in, Summerhoing, foul line, Jay, good! Good! What a fourth quarter for Summerhoing. That could seal it.
Heard right here on scoresbroadcast.com. The Fort Loramie girls won basketball state championship number 4 last March when once more they stole the show.
Stolen by Shadow. Maddie Shadow streaks the other way. Driving layup is in, and Fort Loramie's in command. Ball flared up ahead in the air to Hoing. Hoing finds an open player, open the left, and driving to the rim. Heitkamp drops it through. Hoing with a great pass. Summerhoing to Ariel Heitkamp, and the lead is swollen to 13. How about a 41-point state tournament semifinals and championship game for Avery Brandewee of Fort Loramie?
Yeah, well, she was the player of the tournament, that's for sure. And like I said, we get to watch her and Mesher come back and play next year.
And the buzzer sounds. Pandemonium. Fort Loramie girls whip the Waterford Wildcats. 42-29. Redskins coaches rejoice. Jubilation in the stands among the Fort Loramie fans. And Fort Loramie, despite a few key graduations, will return a wealth of talent again next season.
And Scores broadcasted the state tourney run in 2023 by the Rushi Raiders, who in March 2024 rebounded to do the same.
Rebound tip to York. Backcourt to Francis, off to Quinter. 10 seconds to go. Quinter zooms up the floor, zips into the lane. Quinter to the rack. He's got it. 3 seconds, 2 seconds. Here's a 40-footer of Richmond Heights. No good. And the first quarter comes to a close. The Raiders thoroughly outplayed the Spartans in the first 8 minutes. 13-8 Rushi after one on scoresbroadcast.com. Rushi not intimidated one bit. Richmond Heights huddling up at midcourt. Rushi Raiders giving everything the favored team wants and plenty more so far.
Obviously pulling for Rushi, but it's fun to see Division I teams get into the Division IV tournament.
On the arc to York. They open up the area in the paint. York spins and scores! 12-footer by Benjamin York.
Rushi kept firing home one deep triple after another.
Long three ball, Cordonier. High left. Got it. Braylon Cordonier floats in a trifecta. Braden Mott at the 28. Woo! That was a bomb.
That was deep. Vince Borchers in the tournament has become a heck of a point guard for them. And my goodness, has he turned that spin move into a career.
Felix Francis, a senior for the Rushi Raiders, he had a really good second half here today.
He had 10 in the second half.
Hayden Quinter, SCAL Player of the Year. Boy, he paid his dues. He was second team all Shelby County League as a freshman. Braden Monin, also a senior. Those three young men are seniors. Wealth of talent. The three graduates, Braden Monin, Hayden Quinter, and Felix Francis, they'll be very tough to replace.
Oh, boy, they're going to be missed.
You can bet Rushi under head coach Spencer Cordonier, backed by that community of blue and gold, will be mighty good again next year in a new gymnasium, and we look forward to it.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
Well, we've got a good game for you tonight here on scoresbroadcast.com. Tonight, the Fort Loramie boys try to sustain their winning ways. 8 victories in the last 11 games by knocking off 19-win Emmanuel Christian Academy in Springfield, which is averaging nearly 60 points per game. Fort Loramie in 7 of the 8 wins in the last 7 weeks, only giving up 34 points per outing. Fort Loramie coming off a big win over Lehman, 47-37. They did it much like the Redskins have performed in the last couple months under second-year head coach Mitch Westerheide. Sound defense from the start. Stay within striking range. Employ some wrinkles at halftime on offense. Make those adjustments. Add to the offensive output in the second half. Continue the balanced scoring. Limit the turnovers. Stingy defense throughout from start to finish. Make enough free throws down the stretch to win in the fourth quarter. Could be a tall order tonight. Emmanuel Christian, very athletic. As I mentioned, 19 triumphs on the year. I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee. We happen to see a little bit of Emmanuel Christian against Legacy Christian in round one of tournament play, and Emmanuel Christian beat its arch rival for the third time this year, Chuck. The Redskins have their work cut out for them, and a win tonight, and Friday at 7, they take on the victor of game two tonight between Franklin Monroe and Newton.
Well, this will be a little more athletic team than they played against Lehman. Don't have the size that Lehman had with Shane France, but boy, do they have some athletes, and they were going to run the floor, they're going to pressure, and they're going to try to get to the rim, and Loramie's going to have to play defense without fouling. That's going to be their key.
That's a good point. And Fort Loramie's done a good job of that over the last couple months of action, that's for sure. As I mentioned, 8 wins in the last 11 games. Rushi scored just 50 against Fort Loramie, Minster 55. And in 6 of those 11 games, Fort Loramie held its opposition to under a 35-point total. 27 points scored by the opposition in one game, 30 in another, 25, 41, 43, 20, 33, 37. Defense has been a mainstay all season long. Head coach Mitch Westerheide has preached that wins games. Our offense will gel. How about Ian Grillo? Ill early in the season, injury. He sparked the club big third quarter against Lehman.
Yeah, he came off the bench and did a great job. Hit a couple of threes, took the ball to the basket. He had a terrific game. And it's going to take, I mean, they got Max Maurer, and Max is going to be in a 15 to 16 point range if he gets around his average. They need the other people like they did in their first round game. They need help. They need other people scoring.
Interestingly enough, Maxwell Maurer on the year has seen his points per game average dip. He's under 10 now, Chuck. Not one player for Fort Loramie over 9.3 points per game. That's how balanced the Redskins have been here this season. It's kind of amazing the way they've gotten it done. D.J. Barhorst, 7 a game. Eli Heitkamp, 5 a game. A.J. Siegel at 2. Brandon Dries at 5. Ian Grillo at 3. Carter Eilerman, Spencer Knopf, 6 points between them. Win by committee. And Fort Loramie will try to sustain that here this evening. crowd filing in. Fort Laramie fans across the way. Emmanuel Christian not shooting on the floor yet. No pregame activities from Fort Laramie's opponent at this point in time. Redskins have been on the floor for about 10 minutes. We'll return with more pregame from Pickwa's Garbery Gym shortly. I'm Jack along with Chuck on ScoresBroadcast.com.
From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureCom and Minster does it all. SecureCom finds solutions to push the limits of today's technology for tomorrow's world. Leave it to the experts. We'll show you the pros of going pro. And at SecureCom and Minster, we'll design a system that's efficient and affordable. We'll help you maintain your security investment to work properly for years to come. SecureCom and Minster, 307 West 1st. Inquire online at securcom.com. SecureCom, your pros in protection.
Teaching children healthy financial habits is an important part of their development. It can have major impact on their future success. Help children learn and practice solid financial habits with an Osgood Bank Youth Savings Account. Open a youth savings account for the child in your life. And ask about our Learn Well program, which pays for good grades. Osgood Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender, osgoodbank.com.
For over 55 years, Superior Aluminum Products in Rushi has promoted area high school athletics. Now in its third generation, family-owned Superior Aluminum is experiencing continued growth. To support this progress, we're currently looking for qualified applicants. Stop in and see Craig Fissinger to discuss your employment opportunities. And if your home project requires railings or porch columns, swing by your local lumberyard today to discuss a solution from Superior Aluminum. Superior, the construction industry's leader in railing, fence, and columns. Picture your options online at superioraluminum.com.
This ScoresBroadcast.com high school sports presentation is brought to you by these many anchor sponsors. LaCow Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner in 2006. We've been online covering high school sports for 20 years with LaCow Equipment leading the way. Shelby Oaks Golf Club in Sydney. Rob and Nate Fridley are the ping custom fitting experts. Start swinging and hitting with a ping custom fitting from Shelby Oaks. Barker Insurance on the north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on Route 25A. Barker Insurance, one of the region's most highly regarded insurance agencies, and that's for sure. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City. The weekday breakfast bar is back at many locations. Home of the great Big Boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Borchers Family Floor Center in Fort Laramie, one of the most popular floor centers for miles around. High quality you can stand on, and Borchers Family Floor is more than just floor. The Palazzo in Botkin. For 20 years, people have enjoyed the Palazzo for wedding ceremonies and receptions and many other special events. We're the perfect party place. Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County and in Fort Laramie and Indian Lake. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Dickman. Hundreds of brands. Four locations. One solution. Schnipple Construction in Botkins. Building excellence. I bet you didn't know. Schnipple builds Marriotts and Holiday Inns for the hospitality industry. Dave Nagel Excavating, just west of Sydney on Route 47. The site contractor for school expansion projects at Rushi, Versailles, and Tri-Village. Dave Nagel is shaping the earth to meet your needs. SecureCom in Minster, SecureCom. Online at securecom.com. We're the pros in protection. And these 17-year Fort Laramie sponsors, M&A Muffler and Tires, Dyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, and Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. The Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
Well, finally, about 17 minutes before the opening tip, Emmanuel Christian has taken the floor. Fort Loramie has departed. In less than 20 minutes, we'll start this game tonight between Fort Loramie and Emmanuel Christian Academy out of Springfield. It's a 19-win club. And Fort Loramie got it done against Lehman Catholic by spreading the wealth, as they've done during this hot streak over the last 7 weeks or so. Maxwell Maurer at 13. He exceeded his per-game average. How about Landon Dries? He got 9. Ian Grillo, 9 off the bench. DJ Barhorst pumped in 8. Eli Heitkamp, 7. That's the kind of balance the head coach, Mitch Westerheide, will need again tonight. Fort Loramie averaging a little less than 9 turnovers per game. That's excellent. About 180 assists this year on a little over 300 made field goals. That's very good as well. Redskins only shooting 61% at the stripe, 30% on threes. Like to see that pick up. Fort Loramie will be outsized big time in this game tonight. Emmanuel Christian, good overall height. Jay Ferryman at 6'5", Nate Hudson at 6'3", Alex Pinkleton at 6'2", Gus Carrier at 6'3". They are all in the starting five for the Christian Academy Lions from Springfield. Emmanuel Christian has beaten some staunch opponents this year. When you run down through the schedule, UC victories over Northwestern, Southeastern, Riverside, and Northeastern a second time, Springfield Catholic Central, Franklin Monroe, that one pops out. Franklin Monroe plays Newton in the second game tonight. The winner of this game plays the winner of game 2 on Friday night at 7. And a late season victory by Emmanuel Christian Academy over Greenan on the road at Greenan High School. So this club has played a fairly rigid schedule and has succeeded. 19-4, 8-2 in the Metro Buckeye Conference to unbeaten Dayton Christian, which went 10-0 in league play. Emmanuel Christian 8-2. Emmanuel Christian 19-4 overall. Dayton Christian 18-4 on the campaign. Dayton Christian is a team that I think made 12 out of 23s and beat Fort Loramie back in very early January, 61-51 at Dayton Christian. Fort Loramie played a good basketball game that night. Dayton Christian was on fire. Dayton Christian defeated Emmanuel Christian. Common opponent, doesn't say much. I thought I would just throw it out there for your information. Redskins have returned to the hardwood. And this is going to be a spirited game, Chuck. I don't think Fort Loramie is going to be able to sit on the basketball for 25, 30 seconds at a time. Emmanuel Christian wants to get the ball out and go.
Well, they are going to want to, and Loramie's not going to be able to let them do that, because if this turns into a track meet, it does not favor the Redskins, that's for sure.
We'll return with more from here at Pickwick's Garbage Gym in a few minutes. Commercial breaks upcoming. Should be a fine game tonight. Glad you could join us. Emmanuel Christian Academy in Fort Loramie. Redskins with a fine victory over Lehman. Now one game from 500 on the year. Finished 6-6 in the SCAL. Who would have thought Fort Loramie at the start of the season would have notched records like that in the league and on the campaign? Back in a few on scoresbroadcast.com.
Need the right solution for true comfort? Call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Mike Holdhouse and his superb technicians are fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Get rid of those cold spots. Tom and Jerry's can make your home or business feel just the way you want it. Call Mike at 937-295-3243 or set your appointment for true comfort at TomJerry's.com.
It's a real good idea to get new tires to grip the road firmly before a change in the weather gets a firm grip on you and your driving. M&A Muffler and Tires on North Main in Fort Loramie has a huge tire sale that you'll never get tired of. Big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, Goodrich, and Cooper. Free pickup and delivery, too. Just phone 937-295-3971 and talk to Geppy, Jeff Gephardt, at M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie.
Hey, golfers. Our good friends at Shelby Oaks Golf Club, Rod and Nate Fridley, want you to know they have a new golf professional working with them. John Brading, the former assistant golf professional at the OSU Scarlet Course, is our head golf professional at Shelby Oaks. Nate Fridley is now the teaching pro, and Rob is the general manager. Our unique and beautiful 27-hole Shelby Oaks course in Sydney offers rolling fairways, lush greens, and a variety of hazards. You will be challenged. And don't forget, you can play your best golf by using our custom-fitted Ping golf clubs. Shelby Oaks is the Ping Power Fitter of the Year 3 years in a row. Nate, John, and Rob can custom-fit every club in your bag, from drivers to putters, and every club in between. And Shelby Oaks sells Ping golf equipment that benefits from the latest TrackMan technology. The guys on the PGA Tour use the same technology. TrackMan can unleash your potential and make practicing or playing golf a more rewarding experience. To schedule a Ping fitting and to learn more about TrackMan, call 937-492-2883. And ask for Rob or Nate. Start swinging and hitting with a Ping custom fitting from Shelby Oaks.
Serving the region since 1972 and celebrating 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation second to none. Barker Insurance can customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. We represent insurance companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and others. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1850. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one is Barker Insurance, and that's for sure.
From expert design and installation to outstanding customer service to top-of-the-line flooring products, Borchers Family Floor in Fort Laramie offers an awesome full-service flooring experience to each of my clients.
That was Betsy Wendell highlighting Borchers Family Floor Center. Betsy's a residential architect and designer at Heitkamp, a custom home builder west of Minster.
Here at Heitkamp Developers, we send right to Borchers Family Floor Center a lot of our customers who are remodeling or building new homes.
Borchers provides professional design assistance to help you choose your living spaces, colors, flooring, and the look and feel you will absolutely love. Thinking about walk-in showers, countertops, and cabinets, Borchers is more than just floor. Under new ownership since 2017, Borchers Family Floor Center has maintained great growth.
The customers at Borchers become the store's biggest fans. They spread the word among friends and family.
We welcome you to our showroom at 400 South Main in Fort Loramie. Just call to set up a visit. 937-295-3233.
They are so well respected in the flooring industry.
Borchers Family Floor Center. High quality you can stand on.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, Locale Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
Locale's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from Locale Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
Locale began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to Locale for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are Locale Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
Yeah, Mitch Westerheide has done a fine job as the head coach of Fort Loramie, year number two. He has been on board as the athletic director now for 7 years. He did formerly assist at Fort Loramie for a season, also assisted at Graham, was the Milton Union head basketball coach for a season, also helped out at Edison Community College, and he was on the original first ever varsity football team. Was Mitch Westerheide. He went both ways, offense and defense. His counterpart here tonight for Emmanuel Christian Academy is head coach Brandon Peterson. He, like Coach Westerheide, year number two, a couple years as an assistant under previous longtime head coach Danny Moore for Coach Peterson before taking over the program a year ago. 11-11 by way of record for Emmanuel Christian last season. Coach Peterson, formerly varsity girls coach at Springfield Catholic Central for seven seasons. For those 7 years, they did hit the 17-win mark, led the Catholic Central girls to a first-ever Ohio Heritage Conference title in 2021. He was twice league coach of the year. He's a graduate of Central State University and works at Central State as the coordinator of game day operations and athletic facilities. Fort Laramie's got to box out Chuck tonight and be fundamentally solid. Carrier, Pinkleton, Ferryman average 8, 7, 6 rebounds respectively. Redskins got to be strong on the glass.
Well, they're going to have to box out. You're right. They're going to have to rebound well. They're going to have to take care of the basketball. We talk about teams that turn the ball over for baskets at the other end, live ball turnovers. Laramie's got to avoid those tonight. They got to make Emmanuel Christian, they got to make them score. They can't give them anything easy. They got to make them score like a basketball team. If they can do that, I think they'll win the game.
Exactly. And Fort Laramie's got to force the opponent here tonight to take jump shots, mid-range, some occasional threes. It's not a good outside shooting team. Only one player for Emmanuel Christian with a decent sample size is hitting threes at better than 33% on the year. From storm doors to garage doors, the Francis Schulze Company in Rushi offers that winning combination of style, durability, and efficiency. Using the highest quality building components for these two teams tonight, the key building components are Fort Laramie's got to be stout on defense, continue rock-solid defensive play. Maxwell Maurer needs to have a very good game. And as we noted just previously, Fort Laramie's got to rebound right with this Fowler Christian Academy team. Key building components tonight for the Redskins and the Lions. Remember, the finest building components from Francis Schulze can provide you with storm doors and garage doors that also display that winning combo of style, durability, and efficiency. Thank you, Ken Francis, all the staff and associates at Francis Schulze in Rushi, well known for offering the very best building materials for lumber dealers, home centers, and door specialists everywhere. A lot of gratitude to the Shelby County Veterans Services Office at 133 South Ohio in Sydney. It provides many services to vets and their eligible family members. Such services include VA claim assistance, emergency financial relief, transportation to VA medical appointments, and our on-site food pantry, just to name a few. Shelby County Veterans Services, here to ensure that you receive all the benefits you deserve. Don't hesitate to call our office at 937-498-7282. That's 498-7282 to schedule an appointment. For information, visit our website at ShelbyCountyVeterans.org. That's veterans plural. ShelbyCountyVeterans.org, or look us up on Facebook. You served our country, and we are here to serve you. Both teams on the floor going through some final drills. Should be an exciting game tonight, an entertaining one. Fort Laramie, Emmanuel Christian Academy, based on the seeding, ECA, the favorite. Based on what I've seen from Fort Laramie here recently, Chuck, and against Lehman, big victory by Fort Laramie to open tourney action. It's a toss-up. I think it's a dead heat.
I don't disagree with that. I think that if Laramie plays the best that they can play, they're going to win the game. If they don't, it's going to be a game down to the wire.
Starting lineups are next. Opening tip just around the corner. Fort Loramie, Emmanuel Christian on scoresbroadcast.com.
Dave Nagel Excavating, just west of Sydney, got its roots in 1986 when Dave's father, Kenny, started the business on the side from the ground up.
My dad began to scratch the surface in the field of excavation over 60 years ago when there was a true art to being a heavy equipment operator. He only had his skills to rely on, not the technology that we have today. When I was about 22, my dad took me on full-time.
Kenny Nagel offered his son Dave some early advice.
Dad would come by my job site and let me know how I could be more efficient on the job. He inspired me to be more productive for the customer, to accomplish things right the first time and in less time.
Today, Dave Nagel Excavating has succeeded in a big way, serving as site contractor for Rushi, Versailles, and Tri-Village school expansion projects. Additional work has grown Superior Aluminum in Rushi, Hartzell Propeller in Piqua, and numerous other businesses in the region.
Dave Nagel Excavating is a family-owned business. We are dedicated to creating lasting relationships with every client based on a foundation of trust and quality work.
Dave Nagel also donates time, work, and materials for many community projects.
My son, Dave Jr., will be the third generation to continue shaping the earth to meet your needs.
Dave Nagel Excavating on State Route 47, west of Sydney. We offer you peace of mind while being very mindful about what you value most and need to protect.
Protecting your home, vehicles, business, and family. That's what we provide at Roderman Insurance.
We all live in a busy world today, and Agent Nate Barhorst of Roderman Insurance in Fort Loramie says that Roderman's very flexible approach to customer service means you can relax.
We'll do what it takes to walk you through a claim, giving you the peace of mind that our coverage plan will do the job and take care of you at the time of loss.
Some of Roderman's major growth has occurred in the ag community.
We have found our local farmers benefit from our review, so we can make sure we cover buildings, equipment, livestock, and grain, and have the proper insurance plan in place.
Roderman is committed to serving you.
We love helping people protect what is most important to them. We make sure a comprehensive coverage plan is in place at a good price.
Roderman Insurance in Fort Loramie is part of the Reese Insurance Group, which is in Sydney and Piqua, too. Online at Reese, R-U-E-S-E, insurancegroup.com.
We have a passion for what we do. We believe it shows, and you will see the difference.
Our agents are available by text, email, and phone. Call our office at 937-295-2131. Roderman Insurance, 311 North Main in Fort Loramie.
Hey, golfers. Our good friends at Shelby Oaks Golf Club, Rod and Nate Fridley, want you to know they have a new golf professional working with them. John Brading, the former assistant golf professional at the OSU Scarlet Course, is our head golf professional at Shelby Oaks. Nate Fridley is now the teaching pro, and Rob is the general manager. Our unique and beautiful 27-hole Shelby Oaks course in Sydney offers rolling fairways, lush greens, and a variety of hazards. You will be challenged. And don't forget, you can play your best golf by using our custom-fitted Ping golf clubs. Shelby Oaks is the Ping Power Fitter of the Year 3 years in a row. Nate, John, and Rob can custom-fit every club in your bag, from drivers to putters, and every club in between. And Shelby Oaks sells Ping golf equipment that benefits from the latest TrackMan technology. The guys on the PGA Tour use the same technology. TrackMan can unleash your potential and make practicing or playing golf a more rewarding experience. To schedule a Ping fitting and to learn more about TrackMan, call 937-492-2883. And ask for Rob or Nate. Start swinging and hitting with a Ping custom fitting from Shelby Oaks.
Highly regarded with an outstanding reputation, Allen Ball Insurance in Jackson Center has been doing business for over 5 decades after a rather unique beginning. Allen Ball agent Greg Woolley recalled that his grandpa would visit with farmers from Shelby and Logan counties.
And he got to know them all one by one, and he earned their trust and continued business by sharing with them and sitting with them at their house over a cup of coffee and a handshake.
And many cups of coffee later, Allen Ball Insurance took off.
Our dad, he actually joined with my grandpa in 1979, and they moved here into town in Jackson Center, and they grew the business.
And made connections with numerous companies like Ohio Mutual Insurance Group.
They share our values, and they have products that are specially designed to help protect clients and their families.
Allen Ball agent Ryan Woolley.
Well, today, Greg and I, we continue to serve clients throughout West Central Ohio and the entire state, for that matter. Customer service still comes first. When possible, we like to go out and meet people face-to-face and still like to do business with a handshake.
Over that warm cup of coffee, so Allen Ball can gain your trust and a complete understanding of all your insurance needs. Allen Ball Insurance, 105 East Pike in Jackson Center, at allenballinsurance.com. That's A-double-L-E-N-B-A-U-G-H. Let Allen Ball go to work for you.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We are your radio on your phone for high school sports. Fort Laramie Redskins home team on the scoreboard tonight. DJ Barhorst at a wing, 7 points a game, 6'1 junior. Maxwell Maurer, 6'2 senior, 9 per outing, leads the club in rebounds. Eli Heitkamp, 6 feet tall. He is a sophomore, 5 points per game, second in the rebounding department on this team. Landon Dries, 6'3 forward, 5 a game, a junior in the opening five, along with Carter Gaston, senior, 6'1. Gasson rounds out the starting five. Barhorst, Maurer, Heitkamp, Dries, and Gasson. For the Emmanuel Christian Lions, purple and gold, school colors. Starting five, Gus Carrier. He's at a forward position, 6'3 senior, 11 points per game. Alex Pinkleton, 6'2" senior, at a wing. He is averaging 7 per outing. Also the opening five is sophomore Josh Withrow, 5'11 guard, 72% free throw shooter. He is a soft. He is out front. Nate Hudson is a power forward, a junior, 6'3", averaging 13.7 a game. And Jay Ferryman, senior, 6'5 in the middle, at 12.2 a game. Remember the names Hudson and Ferryman, the top two scorers for the Lions of Emmanuel Christian. Hey, we are now your new community go-to store. We're Schaefer Market in Fort Loramie, located in South Main. We've gone local. We have found out from you, the customer, exactly what products you want to see on our shelves inside the market. So we now offer Winners Meats, Mahaffey Pies, Weaver Brothers Eggs and Cheeses, and Hunt Brothers Pizza. At Schaefer Market, sample our hot daily lunches and the Market Deli Sub Shop, which features fresh-to-order subs, salads, and wraps. And you'll like our new station that serves up piping hot coffee. Plus a more varied selection of soft drinks. Stop by today. See all the new items as well as your old favorites at Schaefer Market, formerly Wagner's, locally owned and operated. Schaefer Market in Fort Loramie, your new community go-to store. Opening tip to start the game is won by the Lions of Christian Academy. Ball thrown deep in the left corner to Carrier. Carrier muscles along the baseline. He powers the rim around Dries with the left hand, and he's got it for two.
Well, he gave up the baseline way too easy that time. That's too easy a basket.
Nice, formidable effort on the play by Carrier of Christian Academy, averaging 11 a game. He went to work on the initial possession and made Fort Loramie pay along the baseline. Redskins attack outside the arc. High left, it's Barhorst. He goes to the left corner. Fadeaway jumper from 15. Skids off the rim. Momentary tie-up in the rebound. Fort Loramie yanks it away. Gets a shot off low in the right. Slapped out of bounds by Emmanuel Christian. We'll call him the Lions most of the night. Emmanuel Christian Academy, quite a mouthful. Redskins inbounding below the rim. Maurer triggers to Barhorst to the left corner. Oh, a three ball. Pouring it in from distance, DJ Barhorst. Quickly firing a three. Coming right back. The Lions hit a jump shot. It's a deep one. Poured in by the guard, Josh Withrow. He's the best free throw, or best 3-point shooter on the team and foul shooter as well. Back-to-back threes in the space of about 7 or 8 seconds. Traveling on the arc, committed the Gaston of Fort Loramie. 5-3 start. Academy leads it. 6:39 left in the first. Redskins did not cover up the three-point shooter, and as you said, Chuck, gave away the baseline on possession number one defensively. Not a good start at that end of the floor for Fort Loramie. Then after the turnover, Christian Academy has it on the arc. Redskins defensively, pretty soft, some kind of a zone-looking affair. Here's a foul line jump shot to Christian Academy. It is up and in by Carrier. Soft touch, front rim, backboard, and down through. Good start for Fort Loramie's opponent. Academy leads at 7-3. 2 minutes gone, opening quarter. Fort Loramie was laying back, clogging the middle, Chuck.
Well, again, that was about an 8-foot uncontested jump shot. That is three baskets they've given up without playing defense.
Threes to Heitkamp to Barhorst in the left corner. Now Carter Gaston 25 feet away. 5:40 left opening quarter. Barhorst gets a screen. He veers around Gaston to set it up for him and drives to the cup for two. 7-5 in favor of Academy, which comes down the floor, quickly powers it down inside. A little 6-foot bank shot is good. Poured up and in by Carrier, off to a great start in this game. My, oh my. 9-5 in favor of Academy. Have they missed one yet, Chuck?
No, they haven't been guarded yet.
Top of the circle with the ball, Heitkamp for Fort Loramie. Starts to drive, pulls up, elbow, wing jumper, nails it. Eli Heitkamp looked awkward. He was staggering. He regained his balance enough to pour in the jumper. 9-7, excellent shooting by both teams here at the beginning of this game. And Fort Loramie has subbed in Spencer Knopf, 6'5", senior. 9-7 Academy. Dribbling up the floor, it is Pinkleton. Pinkleton on the arc. Sends it off to Withrow, back to Pinkleton. Deep left corner, handled there by Ferryman. Ball worked outside the arc on the right to Pinkleton. Pinkleton maneuvers, goes foul line below it, doesn't shoot. Deals to Nate Hudson. He wears 24 on his back, leading scorer, just under 14. Hudson top of the circle, works to the foul line, doesn't pull the trigger. Interesting matchup there, Maurer on Hudson. Here's Ferryman into the lane. Defender, Knopf fell down. He missed the short cripple right in front. Three-footer danced off the iron. Here's Fort Loramie attacking. Dribble drive, blazing in from the right wing. Maurer might have gotten away with a walk. Ball was deflected out by Academy. Just under four gone, opening quarter, 9-7. Lions lead the Redskins. Maurer inbounding. Lobs to Gaston, top of the circle. He starts to drive, whips his way down the right side of the lane, throws up a runner, banked it, and rolled off. Here come the Lions quickly. Dribble drive, baseline left, and the young man with the ball, Hudson, runs right through a Redskin defender.
Yeah, Maurer got his feet set. That was a good defensive play.
Fort Loramie trying to rebound after a poor beginning. Couple of quick baskets out of the chute by Academy. 9-7 Lions lead. Darius Myers, quick 5'11 junior, has entered for Academy. And here comes pressure. A trap over the timeline. Ball dealt to Barhorst. Gives it out back to Maurer. Myers all over Maurer. It had been Hudson. Maurer 30 feet away. Gives it up to Knopf. On a weave, it goes to Heitkamp. Foul line J, high off the back frame. Long rebound, Gaston to Maurer. Maurer starts to drive, whistles into the lane, flips it with the left, hits the backboard, rim comes off. Rebound Lions. Official initially said Fort Loramie ball, out of bounds Academy. No, the change is made, and the Lions get possession.
Yeah, it was off Loramie.
3:34 left opening quarter, 9-7. The Lions lead by two. Backcourt, Darius Myers, left-hand dribble. Fort Loramie is in a man-to-man. First couple possessions, it was not a good one.
No.
Here is Josh Withrow on the arc, gives it to Ferryman, now to Myers. Myers 25 feet out, now 30 feet away. He's at the Piqua Indians logo at midcourt. Maurer guards him loosely. Myers wants to penetrate, can't. Goes to Ferryman in the left corner. He's checked by Knopf. Back out to Myers. Redskins have made some adjustments at the defensive end of the floor. Academy stifled at the moment. Here's Josh Withrow. Gives it up on the arc to a driver who comes barreling down the right side of the lane. Pinkleton hits a running jump shot. He flipped it in from 12 feet. Fort Loramie tries to transition in a hurry, and Academy gets back and punches the ball out of bounds at the opposite end. 11-7 Lions, 2:41 left in the first. This is not your normal Christian Academy-looking club, Chuck. I don't mean to stereotype them, but so far from what we've seen, it's an SCAL caliber outfit. Long three missed by Fort Loramie. Rebound Maurer. Maurer to the rack. Banked it. No. Here comes Academy down the court. 2-on-2. Dribble drive from the left corner. Offensive foul. Gus Carrier ran a man over.
Again, good call. I mean, he just kind of leaned into him and knocked him to the ground.
11-7 Lions, 2:23 to go in the first. Again, I don't mean to pigeonhole these Academy teams that play lighter schedules. This one's for real. They've got athletes.
Yeah, well, yeah, and they've played a pretty good schedule.
Indeed. You're right. We ran down the foes in the pregame for Academy. Here's Barhorst available from three-point land. Missed it off the flange. Long rebound. Gasson to Maurer. Maurer sprints in down the right side of the lane. Hacked on the arm as he went up for two. Maxwell gets a couple free throws for his effort. 11-7 Academy. 2:08 to go first quarter.
The Redskins have four offensive rebounds, so they're playing hard. They've shorted up on the defensive end, and that's what they needed to do.
Yep. Got to capitalize on some of that offensive glass work. The free throw by Maurer is not close. Both teams shoot fouls around 61-62% on the year. Neither team strong from behind the arc. Christian Academy normally shoots it pretty quickly at the offensive end. Second free throw, Maxwell Maurer, up and good. 11-8, Academy leads, under two to play in the first. Darius Myers is off the floor now for Academy. Josh Withrow's got it. Withrow straight away goes right flank to Nate Hudson. On top to Carrier. Now Pinkleton, head of the key, wants to drive, can't do it. Flips to Withrow in the right corner. Weak pass to a teammate, Pinkleton, who scrambled to get it. Then he retreats to center court. Right side of the floor, Withrow. Oh, they post up Hudson. Hudson in the lane. Fires left corner to Ferryman. High arching shot from 24 feet. Hits the rim and goes all the way up to the top of the board. Skies to a support and is out of bounds. A minute 30 to go. First quarter, 11-8 in favor of the Lions. Myers back in for pressing purposes at guard for Academy. Fort Loramie tries to bring it down. It's Ian Grillo in backcourt. He's checked in off the bench. Gets it to Heitkamp. Baseline left enough. Redskins eventually beat some pressure. Maurer sees an opening, and he strides down the left side of the lane. Defensive foul against the Lions. The man in the purple shirt too far below the backboard. Second on, is that Carrier or Hudson?
Carrier.
Couple of free throws for Maxwell Maurer. Fouls mounting. That's four on Fort Loramie's opponent. Redskins have not committed a personal yet. First free throw, Maxwell Maurer. No good. Not real close.
Barely caught the front of the rim.
11-8. Lions lead. 1:12 to go in the first. Eli Heitkamp gets a break for Fort Loramie. Here is the second free one by Maurer on the way. Swish. He buries that one. Redskins have entered 6'1 senior guard A.J. Siegel briefly here at the end of quarter number one. Grillo out there as well. At the top of the defense right now is Spencer Knopf. 11-9 Academy. 1 minute to go, first period. Hudson at 6'3 has the ball top of the circle. Handoff out on the floor to Withrow. Now to Ferryman. Ferryman's at 6'5. But he likes to catch the ball 15, 20 feet away. He's got it now in the right corner. Then throws it to a teammate straight away. It looks like Academy might elect to play for one. They've still got to eat up 30 seconds. Top of the circle, Withrow. Far left wing to Myers. Fort Loramie guards him loosely. Here's a near steal ahead of the key. Withrow retains it. Goes baseline to Pinkleton. On the arc to Withrow. Down to 20 seconds to go in the quarter. Near side of the floor, Pinkleton. Fort Loramie almost came up with a steal and a run out. Ball was recovered by Academy. 11 to play, opening quarter. They worked a minute off the clock. Dribble drive into the lane. Twisting, turning. Pinkleton drew contact. Defensive foul. Redskins bench is ticked at that call. 4 seconds to go, opening period. Couple free throws for Pinkleton. Fort Loramie have a case on that to call by the referee, Chuck. It looked 50-50.
I have to admit that I was watching Knopf block the shot. I didn't really see what happened on the bottom.
Foul shot, Pinkleton for Academy is perfect. 12-9. Academy up. 4.2 left in the first quarter, as I noted. Second free throw here for Alex Pinkleton, 6'2" senior. Yes, he makes them both. 4-point lead, 13-9. Redskins at midcourt, it's Grillo over the center line. Long one, 30-footer. He got it away. Missed off the back iron. It was close. One quarter in the books, 13-9 Academy over Fort Loramie on scoresbroadcast.com.
We don't just build homes, we build neighborhoods. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster is the region's only full-service real estate building and development company. For over 44 years, Wygant has been your neighbor. We assist residents in West Central Ohio in buying, selling, and building homes, farms, and commercial and industrial properties. Our 70-lot Stonegate subdivision is one of Wygant's newest neighborhoods, located on the northeast side of Minster. Wygant is also offering lots in Park Place and Deer Crossing subdivisions, both in Minster and in Woodland subdivision in Botkins. Custom build your new home in one of our subdivisions or on your own building lot. There is no substitute for experience. We continue to provide quality and service to you, the customer. Reserve your lot today, or to sell or build your new home. Call us at 419-628-3107. Call Wygant Real Estate and Development today.
Well, Fort Loramie weathered a little bit of a tough start. Redskins down four. We start play here in the second quarter. Fort Loramie didn't do so well opening minutes against Lehman the other night. Did manage a deadlock at the halftime break, won it by 10 in the end. Fort Loramie possession. We start period number two. Maxwell Maurer with the ball against Darius Myers. Hand off at the elbow to Gaston. Now to Heitkamp. He curled. He could not turn the corner and drive. Maurer's double team. He's forced to give it up. Throws to Gaston. Long cross-court pass goes up into the third row, out of bounds. Real good defensive sequence there by Academy. As they forced Maxwell Maurer to give up the basketball, they put the sandwich on him, and the Redskins didn't take care of it. 7.5 to go, second quarter. Darius Myers down the left side of the lane, pivots in the paint, hands off to Ferryman. Ferryman muscles up an 8-footer. It is over Knopf. It's much too strong. Rebound Heitkamp. Down the floor to Gaston. To Heitkamp. Heitkamp slices, dices his way down the lane. No, stick back. Knopf in, out. No good. Tough break. Rebound. Stuffed out of bounds by Fort Loramie. Academy will bring it down.
That's a good rebound by Knopf. He just couldn't make it drop.
It hit the glass. The iron hung. And drop down, Fort Loramie punched it away out of bounds. Academy on the attack, leading before, a minute gone, second quarter. On the arc, 25 feet away, Pinkleton hands off to Hudson. Elbow jump shot from 15, way short. Rebound to Maurer. Maurer steamrolls down the floor. Nobody stops him. All the way to the rack. Got it for two. What a play by Maxwell Maurer.
He's an athlete.
Runaway locomotive there. Redskins within a bucket, 13-11. As Max took it about 75 feet, motored to the rim. Deep left corner, Academy. It goes to Myers. Maurer on him loosely. Ball thrown cross court to Pinkleton. He hits a screen from Ferryman, doesn't use it. On a weave to Hudson. Hudson checkman off. Hudson wants to drive. He's doubled. Must give it up to Ferryman. Deep right corner, Pinkleton. Now to Ferryman, mid-range. Back to the basket. Can't shoot. Long cross-court pass caught by Withrow on the arc to Myers. Myers hustles down the left side of the lane. Lays it up, no good. Strong rebound by Jay Ferryman at 6'5 is good. 15-11, Academy before. 5:50 left, second quarter. Here's Gaston, top of the circle, outside the arc on the left to Maurer. Maurer against Myers. Gets a screen, gives it back up to Gaston between the rings. Carter starts to drive. Handoff on the play to Barhorst. Look at him go to work down the right side of the lane. And he makes a leaner. Kissed one in off the window. Well done, DJ Barhorst, Fort Loramie. 15-13, Academy. 5:20 to go, second quarter. Top of the circle with the ball, Pinkleton. Goes to Hudson. All over him is Gaston. Now Ferryman at the elbow. Hits a cutter along the baseline. Fort Loramie blocks the shot. Tried low on the right. It goes out of bounds. It'll be thrown in by Academy. As the Redskins got a little out of position, overcame it at the last second. Inbounded, deep right corner, three by Pinkleton. Got a good screen. He lipped the rim. Rebound Fort Loramie. Redskins a chance to tie or take the lead. 4:50 left in the second. Maurer 30 feet away. Throws to the post, broken up and stolen by Academy. Here comes Darius Myers. Into the right corner, Pinkleton. To Myers, 20 feet out. On the bounce. Comes to the right corner. Hudson thinks about shooting. Maxwell Maurer on him. Ball thrown to Ferryman behind the foul line. Maybe out of his range. Chucked it up. Strong. Rebound to Fort Loramie. 15-13. Academy but two. 4:20 left. Second quarter. Gaston head of the key. Redskins again. A chance to tie or take the lead. Maurer 35 feet out. Goes right corner to Barhorst. Starts a drive. Feeds it off to Siegel, who's still in. A.J. Siegel, foul line. In the paint to Gaston. Open from 10. Misfires. Rebound Academy. Good-looking shot. Wouldn't go down. Drive by Hudson. Out of control. Missed it. No good. Stick back Ferryman. It skims around. Rolls off the rim. Jump ball. Tie-up. Rebound. Academy gets the arrow.
Well, that was two point-blank shots by Ferryman. Didn't get them to drop.
But neither team converting here, Chuck, over the last couple minutes.
No, yeah, they're doing a good job. They need to get Gaston out and the Leams down, talk to him a little bit. He's had a tough start to the game.
15-13, Academy but two. Here's Myers, top of the circle. Fort Loramie in a sagging man-to-man, clogging the middle of the floor. You can tell Fort Loramie is exercising the scouting report. Deep right corner, Pinkleton in the lane to Myers. Myers shuffles his feet, gets out of there in a hurry. Throws to a teammate far left side. Coach Peterson up off the bench, down at the Academy, into the floor, signaling. Fort Loramie's defense mighty stingy right now. Here's Myers, wild shot, running down the left of the lane. No chance to make that one. Rebound Barhorst to Fort Loramie, up to Maxwell Maurer. Redskins again, third or fourth chance to tie or take the lead here. And the ball is fumbled away. Redskins cough it up at the head of the key. And the turnover goes to Academy quickly. Four court, right, long, three ball, with throw behind the arc, drills it. Fort Loramie lost him. Timeout Redskins, who are down five. 2:58 left here in the second quarter. Hunt scores, broadcast.com.
Your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services is Dickman Supply. We've got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing plus an expanded inventory, but small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. DickmanSupply.com.
Locally owned and operated, Osgood Bank has been part of Ohio for over 100 years. Osgood Bank offers four convenient locations in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, and Indian Lake. Plus, our technology supports customers near and far. Osgood Bank is committed to providing people and businesses with the very best services a community bank can offer. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender. Osgoodbank.com.
Well, but 15-13, Redskins had four chances to tie or take the lead. Could not get the ball to drop, and then eventually gave up a three down here at this end, Chuck.
Yeah, that was big. I mean, it's psychological right now for Loramie. I mean, they got to get over the hump. They got to get a tie or a lead.
2:51 to go, late in the second period. Looks like a zone defense employed now by Academy.
Yep.
Here's Gasson, top of the key with the ball. Gives it up to Maxwell Maurer. Back to Gasson. Ball high overhead. Here's Grillo, 30 feet out. Now to Maxwell Maurer. What's been called? 3 seconds in the lane. Apparently Knopf camped out away from the basketball down inside the paint. And I think Academy players called the officials' attention to it, and the whistle blew. Another timeout on the floor. It's a full. 2:31 to go in the half. Redskins down 5 on scoresbroadcast.com.
We're a favorite of the home crowd in Botkins and those who come from towns all around. Meyer's Tavern at 303 North Main in Botkins is known at noon and night for pizza, subs, sandwiches, salads, and wings. We have a full menu. You can be sure you'll always find something you want to eat as a snack or as a full meal. Breakfast starts at 6. The omelets are terrific. Super Strip Loin Steak starts at 4. And don't forget the lunchtime specials. Meyer's is proud to be a local casual hangout and welcomes you for any meal of the day. Drop on by, have a seat, and have a burger. Place your carryout from Meyer's at 303 North Main in Botkins. Phone 937-693-8271. We bet you won't find better.
We are late in the second quarter. Fort Loramie's gone scoreless, seems like, for 4 minutes, Chuck. Only scored 13 in the first two quarters against Lehman. Won in the end with a very good second half of that game to take it 47-37. But in this contest here tonight, Fort Loramie at the offensive end, not a clue. Stuck at 13. Empty possessions since 5.5 to go in the quarter. Here comes Academy with the ball. After a violation against the Redskins, 5-point difference, 18-13 Academy. Ferryman's got the ball straight away. It's Barhorst guarding Pinkleton on the arc. Well, it's Withrow with the ball. Barhorst punches it free. It goes into backcourt. It's loose. Who got a piece of it last? Fort Loramie crowd thought that Academy tagged the ball at the end. Referee is right on it. He had the best view of anybody. He sold the call. I believe it was correct.
I think Brian Albers thinks he had a better look at it. He's sitting right down there. He's laughing, though. He had a joke with the official.
Here's Academy with possession in backcourt. 2 minutes to go, second quarter. 18-13, Academy leads. Ferryman 35 feet away. Knopf checks him. I like Ferryman's shoes. You can't miss the guy. One pink sneaker, one green sneaker, and they're both of the neon variety. And now Academy hangs onto the basketball, top of the circle. Dribbling is Gus Carrier. Deals it to Ferryman. He's at the Indians logo at center court. Ball thrown down the right side to Nate Hudson. Hudson has taken one off-balance shot. He's not been a factor. Loramie's guarded him well. But Carrier and others have done damage for Academy, which leads by 5. The Lions work the clock. They're out near midcourt. Good defense, but not. Ball thrown away, but Ferryman into the hands of Barhorst. Two-on-two break. Barhorst into the lane. Hand off to Maurer. Gives it back to Barhorst. Running one-hander down the right side of the paint. Short off the mark. Tough break. Redskins could not convert. And then hustling up the floor. Academy runs right over Knopf, who builds a wall far side of the court. He stood strong. And that's at least the third charging foul on Academy. Number 3 on one of the...
On Carrier.
And that one hurts because he is a cog. Foul on Carrier. Gus Carrier, 6'3", senior, 11 points a game. He's on the bench, 40 ticks on the clock, late second quarter. Fort Loramie's gone 5.5 to 6 minutes without a point in the second period. Lucky to be down just five. They've held their own defensively. Here's a long cross-court pass to Grillo. Grillo pulls up, foul line extended right. No, it's Maxwell Maurer shooting. Short, no good. Offensive rebound for Loramie. Half minute left in the half. 18-13 Academy. Here's Heitkamp, top of the circle. Coach Westerheide directing action. 21 to go in the period.
Yeah, you want to take the last shot here because the worst you want is to be down five at halftime.
Right. Good point. Zone defensive look for Academy. Maurer, top of the circle, 10 to play. Goes to Barhorst. Back to Maurer, 30 feet out. Heitkamp, foul line, Jay in the air. In and out, no good. Stick back is in! Stick back is in at the buzzer. Oh, what a big field goal by Spencer Knopf of Fort Loramie.
Carter Gasson.
I'm sorry, it was 35, Gasson. What a play by Carter Gasson. Dynamite rebound shot. Well done by Carter. That was timely. He beat the buzzer by a second and a half. Good offensive rebound by Fort Loramie's Gasson. Redskins have had numerous offensive boards in the first two quarters of play. None bigger than that one, enabling Fort Loramie to inch back within three at the end of two. Anybody's game. Fort Loramie was tied with Lehman in the first tourney game, 13-13 at the half here tonight. It's Academy 18, Fort Loramie 15 here on scoresbroadcast.com.
To get your car or truck back on the road, take the road to Routes 47 and 66 in Newport. Myers Garage and Drive-Thru offers reliable vehicle service and repair. Towing 24/7, serving Dark, Miami, and Shelby counties. And what a great reputation. Myers has been around for 60 years with excellent workmanship on your cars and trucks. Plus, take advantage of Myers Convenience Store and Drive-Thru in Newport at the crossroads of the Rushi, Houston, and Fort Loramie school districts. Myers Garage and Drive-Thru, the right choice since the 1960s to get your car or truck running right.
The Plaza in Bakken's is absolutely perfect. It's fantastic for your wedding reception.
Kayla Grevy and her husband Eric held their reception at the Palazzo for 450 people.
The Plaza looked amazing that night. The food was out of this world, and Taylor and her staff were awesome to work with.
The Palazzo in Bakken's is a spacious 8,000-square-foot banquet hall. It's hosted wedding ceremonies and receptions, corporate parties, and many other special events for more than 20 years.
From start to finish, set up to clean up, we do it all at the Palazzo and make it really easy on our guests.
Taylor Cottrell, general manager of the Palazzo.
Some venues are several thousand dollars to rent, but we are much more affordable with full service, great food selections, and the bar package option you prefer.
People from Lima to Dayton and all over Western Ohio have enjoyed the Palazzo at 309 South Main Street in Botkins. Phone 937-693-6325. The Palazzo. For big gatherings, it's your perfect party place.
Well, somehow, someway, Fort Loramie knows Dowd Academy 6-5 in that second quarter. Redskins trailed 13-9 after 1 3-point deficit here at intermission. Is number 35, Carter Gasson, big stick back offensive rebound hoop as the final second ticked off the clock, ending that second quarter. Our halftime brought to you by Borchers Family Floor Center in Fort Loramie and by Schnipple Construction in Botkins, Chuck.
Loramie has a big rebounding advantage, 14-5, 6-1 on the offensive boards. Loramie turned the ball five times. Emmanuel Christian only turned it once. The Lions, 2 of 2 from the free throw line. Fort Loramie, 2 of 4 individual scoring. Carrier has 6, and Withrow had 6. 4 for Pinkleton. I'm having a little trouble with these. Pinkleton, and 2 with Ferryman. They scored 13 and 5, 18 for the first half. Loramie led by Barhorst with 7. Maurer had 4. They got 2 from Heitkamp, 2 from Gasson. They scored 9 and 6 and they trail it 18-15 at the half.
I would say Fort Laramie's fortunate, Chuck, be within three.
Yeah, rebounding-wise, they've definitely got an advantage. They turned it over four more times, but they let Emmanuel Christian have an easy start to the game, a drive on the layup. It gave him an open three, gave him an eight-foot jumper for the first three baskets, and then they have tightened up their defense, and that's gotten them to where they're only down three.
Yeah, Redskins need a good offensive third quarter, 18-15 Lions at the break, or halftime brought to you by Schnipple Construction and Botkins, and Borchers Family Floor Center in Fort Laramie on scoresbroadcast.com.
Perhaps a well-kept secret in all of West Central Ohio is Schnipple Construction in Botkins, which has been building excellence for seven decades.
It was back in 1953 and three generations ago when the foundation of Schnipple Construction was started. Grandpa Gene Schnipple began the company as a local household handyman doing small home additions. He set a high standard of excellence back then, and we still follow that standard today.
And a lot of growth ever since, right?
Yeah, since those early years, we have completed over 400 commercial projects.
And today, the company is experiencing unique growth in the hospitality industry, says Keith Schnipple, the president of Schnipple Construction in Botkins.
We now specialize in the construction of nationally recognized hotels. In fact, we've built close to 60.
Schnipple Construction partners include Marriott, Hilton, Holiday Inn, and Holiday Inn Express.
Throughout parts of Ohio, Indiana, and Kentucky, Schnipple is really proud to continue to build excellence while making the owner's visions of the hospitality industry come to life.
Schnipple is always seeking qualified associates to join its family as laborers, carpenters, concrete finishers, steel erectors, project managers, and project superintendents.
We welcome applicants to forward their letter of interest or a brief resume to info@schnippleconstruction.com or stop by at 302 North Main Street in Botkins.
That's S-C-H-N-I-P-P-E-L. Schnipple Construction in Botkins. Building excellence.
From expert design and installation to outstanding customer service to top-of-the-line flooring products, Borchers Family Floor in Fort Laramie offers an awesome full-service flooring experience to each of my clients.
That was Betsy Wendell highlighting Borchers Family Floor Center. Betsy's a residential architect and designer at Heitkamp, a custom home builder west of Minster.
Here at Heitkamp Developers, we send right to Borchers Family Floor Center a lot of our customers who are remodeling or building new homes.
Borchers provides professional design assistance to help you choose your living spaces, colors, flooring, and the look and feel you will absolutely love. Thinking about walk-in showers, countertops, and cabinets, Borchers is more than just floor. Under new ownership since 2017, Borchers Family Floor Center has maintained great growth.
The customers at Borchers become the store's biggest fans. They spread the word among friends and family.
We welcome you to our showroom at 400 South Main in Fort Laramie. Just call to set up a visit. 937-295-3233.
They are so well respected in the flooring industry.
Borchers Family Floor Center. High quality you can stand on.
Would you like an extraordinary dining experience right in your own home? Well, the Anna Markets at your service. The Anna Markets Chairman's Reserve Meats provide the finest Angus beef and high-quality pork cuts. The marbling and rich flavor of the prime and premium beef make a big difference in taste. So do the tenderness and versatility of prime and premium pork. And the Anna Market is the only market within a two-hour drive that serves you Chairman's Reserve. Plus, the Anna Market offers delicious homemade salads and always fresh produce. And don't forget, the strict standards of Chairman's Reserve Meats guarantee you an excellent eating experience. Dine at home. Make it first class. Shop at the Anna Market.
Ready for a new roof? Need other home improvements like windows or siding? A&E Home Services in Sydney stands by its name. A&E, affordable and experienced. At A&E, we'll work with your budget and schedule to create a beautiful, durable roof that protects your home investment for years to come. And we'll work with your insurance company, too, every step of the way. Metal and asphalt roofs? Reliability starts at the top with A&E Home Services. We'll help you create, update, and renovate.
home remodeling, and so much more. Right now, we're working closely with homeowners throughout Sydney, Shelby County, and West Central Ohio. Reproof your roof with A&E, affordable and experienced. Phone 937-726-2868. That's 726-2868. We don't sell roofs, we build relationships. Your roof is our passion. A&E Home Services in Sydney. We're your home crew for your honeydew.
Do you want your car to look darn near brand new again? Hyatt's Details and Rentals on Route 66 in Newport can refresh your vehicle just the way you want it. Paint protection, scratch removal, waxing and polishing, rims, grills, bumpers, and more. Hyatt's will shampoo and fluff your carpet and give the inside panels and dash a great-looking glow. Hyatt's professional window tinting enables you to choose from many shades for a sleek look and added privacy. No detail too small for Hyatt. Details are our business. Cars and campers, trucks and tractors, boats and buses, even semis. Hyatt's Details and Rentals in Newport renews the appearance of anything on wheels. 937-295-5268. The best and most popular detailing service for 50 miles around is Hyatt's Details and Rentals in Newport. We'll put a smile on your face and a shine on your car.
Here we go. Start of the second half. Fort Loramie with the ball at our end of the floor. Redskins directly below us. South end of Garbery Gym. Fort Loramie with the ball at the foul line. It's Gasson. He pivots. And the ball is tipped away and stolen by Academy, which leads by three. Opening 15 seconds, third quarter. 18-15 Academy. Redskins got a lift at the end of the second quarter. Fine offensive rebound hoop by Carter Gasson. Here's Darius Myers. Foul line. Works the weave. Throws right corner to Pinkleton. Oh, a neat handoff right below the rim to Ferryman. And the post player at 6'5 drops in a cripple, a baby two-footer. It was all set up by the penetration. And Academy's got a five-point edge, 20-15. Gaston at the elbow on the left for Fort Loramie. Gives it up top of the circle to Landon Dreese. Dreese needs to get going offensively. Ball thrown to Barhorse, back to the basket. Checked tightly on the play by Pinkleton. Top of the circle, Gasson. He's got an avenue down the lane. Shot fake in the lane. Pitches back out on the arc to the driver, who cuts to the goal and scores. Well done to Dries. Right on cue. Way to hit Landon. 20-17, three-point lead Academy. 6:33 left, third quarter. Big 3 or 4 minutes coming up here. Loramie needs to make its move. Baseline left with the ball back to the basket. Pinkleton dumps it into the lane again to Ferryman. This one a bit longer right in front. Six-footer hits the front rim and crawls over and through.
Well, here comes Knopf because they can't let him catch the ball 3 feet from the basket.
Nope, nope. 22-17 Academy. Maurer with the ball 30 feet out. He needs to get going as well, but he's being spied on by two purple jerseys often. Between the rings, it's Heitkamp. 30 feet out, it's Gasson. Fort Loramie, the home white, red numbers, black trim. The Lions in the purple. Here's a long three ball by Barhorse, and you can tell by the roar of the crowd, he sinks it. DJ Barhorse from downtown, 22-20. Academy's lead trimmed to a field goal. On the arc, it is Pinkleton. Pinkleton hands off on the play to Hudson. Ball delivered to Withrow. He carves out space down the left side of the lane and kisses one in high off the window as Academy counters right back. 24-20. Fort Loramie down four. Barhorse to work again. Baseline right. In and out on the bank shot. It was in there and spun away. Quickly down the floor, Myers for Academy. Gives it up right corner to the jump shooter. A long one by Pinkleton, shy of the mark. Rebound to Maurer for Fort Loramie, down to Gasson. Stop and go move, head of the key. Uh-oh, he took steps.
Second time he started his drive by moving both feet. Shouldn't happen to a senior.
24-20, Academy in the lead before. 11 points scored between these two clubs in the second quarter since the end of the first, Chuck. a whole mess of empty possessions each way for both teams.
Yeah, 6-5, just like the third quarter was, except they've only played 3 minutes.
Here is Darius Myers, top of the circle, Nate Hudson. He goes to work one-on-one in the lane. Nice deflection by Maxwell Maurer. He got a piece of the turnaround jump shot. And the Redskins have got the loose ball. Maurer down the floor. Fort Loramie down four. Straight away it goes to Knopf. Knopf on a weave to Max. Max is open. Defender falls down. He can't get the three to go. It's on the rim. Rolls off. Scramble, loose ball, right corner. Here comes Academy. 2-on-2. Dribble drive into the lane. Ball fed to Hudson. The trailer right in front. He's got the deuce. 26-20 Academy in transition. The Lions have a 6-point advantage. Here's Fort Loramie countering. Barhorst pulls up in the lane. Oh, my goodness. It curled around the rim three times, and it came out. Fine one-on-one play by Barhorst to Fort Loramie. The ball just would not tickle down through the twine. 3:46 left in the third quarter. Fort Loramie down 26-20. Here's Pinkleton. Far left wing to Myers for Academy. As the Lions spread the floor a little bit now, head coach Peterson barking out instructions. Darius Myers, 30 feet out, not guarded. He doesn't shoot the long ball. He wants to drive. Dumps it to a teammate, right corner Pinkleton. Rotated near side to Hudson. Ball given up on the arc. Baseline left, it's Darius Myers. Myers weaving some more. Makes a shot, a spinner outside the lane, low on the left. Unlikely score there for Academy. Fort Loramie zips into the forecourt, down by eight. Timeout, Redskins. 3 minutes left, third quarter. On scores, broadcast.com.
Before or after the big game, taste victory at Brookins in Fort Loramie. Juicy roasted chicken dinners plus cheesy and meaty homemade pizza take the lead at Brookins. Saturday night doubles the score. Not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops. On a fast break at lunch, hustle to Brookins for the two-piece roasted chicken meal, the deep-fried pork tenderloin sandwich, or the patty melt with caramelized onions on griddled bread. Anytime, treat yourself to the Tomahawk Burger, a regular in everyone's lineup. A favorite starter, Brookins Wings, slam dunked in hot, medium, or mild barbecue. For the main event, sink your teeth into a savory 12-ounce New York strip. Brookins' family-friendly atmosphere is tops by a long shot. 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Place your carryout now. Call the right play at 937-420-2222. Don't pass on Brookins. Hit the ground running. Order online, BRUCKENSPub.com.
The Redskins face their biggest deficit of this game. 8 points, 28, 23 minutes left in the third. Schaefer Oil, Schaefer Propane in Fort Loramie. Schaefer Propane offers propane to farms, homes, businesses, and trucking companies. And Schaefer Oil provides these same customers with gasoline and diesel fuels. Schaefer Oil, also a distributor of Marathon and Sunoco gasoline and diesel. Redskins go to work on the inside. It's Maxwell Maurer. He's got a good look right in front. The ball spins around, and comes out. Rebound Redskins. Maybe a foul, not called. Academy went over the back. And on the loose ball rebound, the Lions get it. Boy, Barhorst and Maurer below the foul line. Last two possessions, jump shots, did everything but go in. Every centimeter of that orange rim were touched by the basketball. Bounce, 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 and each time the shot spun away. Oh, a nice poke away by Barhorst near midcourt. Steal Fort Loramie. Redskins need a goal here. Grillo's got space down the lane to the rack. It won't go. Rebound on the inside by Knopf over the shoulder on Academy. Again, another good look. Shots just not falling. Now, apparently the whistle came on the drive to the cup, but Grillo, who gets two. 2:14 to go, third quarter. Barhorst and Maurer shooting in tough luck on jumpers. Free throw by Grillo, yes. 28-21 Lions. Schaefer Oil, Schaefer Propane in Fort Loramie, a four-generation business. Started 1945 by Elmer Schaefer. The legacy continues today with many of the great grandkids becoming a part of the firm. Both free throws good by Grillo. 28-22. Lions lead by 6. Just over 2 to play in the third. Hudson on the dribble, 35 feet away, gives it up to Myers. Myers guarded by Heitkamp. And Heitkamp's defense causes a poor throw, sloppy pass, picked off by Fort Loramie. Redskins, Grillo up ahead to Maxwell Maurer. Now to Grillo. Maurer's got it near the center line, 1:45 to go, third quarter. Near side pass to Heitkamp. Redskins need a bucket here. Hedging is Hudson out high for Academy. Ball outside the arc. Barhorst sandwiched far side of the court. Tries to probe the middle, navigates the lane. Hands off to Heitkamp to the rack. Baseline Jay. He's wall up on the arm. Defender got there late and committed the personal. Foul called against Josh Withrow. Two free throws here for Heitkamp of Fort Loramie. A chance to string together four foul shots and whittle this gap down to 4 points. Schaefer Oil, Schaefer Propane in Fort Loramie. Pleased to partner with Scores Broadcast and help power the online coverage of the region's young students and athletes, our future leaders. Schaefer Oil, Schaefer Propane in Fort Loramie. Energy for today and for tomorrow. First free throw good by Fort Loramie. Second shot, Heitkamp. It is true. Right down through the netting. Four foul shots for the Redskins in the last half minute. And with 1:25 to go in the third quarter, it's 28-24 Academy. Withrow, 30 feet out. Barhorst all over him. Withrow spin move, foul line. Here comes the double team. Ball given up. Here's Hudson at the elbow on the right. Crowds his way into the lane, doesn't shoot. Throws to the three-point shoot in the right corner. Withrow, a long high one, a skyscraper. It dances off the iron, no good. Rebound punched out to midcourt. Academy still got it. 53 seconds left, third quarter. Four-point lead, Academy. Withrow to Darius Myers. Back to Withrow in the lane. Sloppy pass, loose ball. Picked up by Academy. They salvage the possession. 38 seconds to go, third quarter. Myers on the bounce, still dribbling. Sprints down the lane. He's right in front of the cup. Arches up a four-footer. No good. Rebound for it, Loramie.
Oh.
And the rebounder for the Redskins might have been undercut. He fell to the hardwood. Traveled. Could have been called a foul on Academy. Instead, it's a turnover on Fort Loramie. That's a tough break.
That is a really bad call. He got his leg slucked underneath him. How did three of them not see that?
Ball inbounded below the rim to Hudson by Academy. And Fort Loramie strikes it loose.
Wow.
Academy gets it back. Fort Loramie pries it away again. And the Redskins come out of there with it. 16 seconds to go, third quarter. Fort Loramie on the run. Heitkamp down the floor to Grillo. Far left side to Barhorst. 9 to play. Ball deflected at midcourt by Academy. Knocked into the backcourt. It rolls and rolls out of bounds with 4.6 to go in the third. If we could review all of this, Chuck, we put about a second and a half back on the clock.
Well, I would also say that he was out of bounds over there when he saved that. He like saw 1 foot step all the way out of bounds before he whacked at it.
Yeah, Fort Loramie now has to go 90 feet. Ball at side court, opposite end of the floor, 4.6 on the clock. Ball thrown into Grillo at midcourt on the run, top of the circle. Running one-hander. Good. It's a long two-pointer, or is it a three? It's ruled a triple. Three-point basket, Grillo. He wound up landing below the foul line near the volleyball mark, about 10 feet from the basket, but he left the floor, top of the circle, behind the three-point arch, and banked it in while motoring toward the hoop. What a play by Grillo of Fort Loramie, which trails by one, 28-27 after three, on scores, broadcast.com.
It's a good idea to get new tires to grip the road firmly before bad weather or bald tires get a grip on you and your driving. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie always has big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, Goodrich, and more. Within a few miles, M&A offers free pickup. Then we'll deliver your car to your door. Phone 937-295-3971. And talk to Geppy, Jeff Gephardt, at M&A Muffler and Tires, 300 North Main in Fort Loramie, the home of the tire sale you'll never get tired of.
Well, thank you, Cutaway Styling Salon in Fort Loramie, 15 Elm Street, the family salon for mom, dad, all the kids, and adult children. Beautiful hair with beautiful care from Deb Gubo, Chris Siegel, Kathy Wilson, Renee Mescher at Cutaway Styling Salon. We'll style, you will smile. Open Monday through Saturday, handicapped, accessible. Cutaway Styling Salon in Fort Loramie. It's your style. We will help you create it. Walk into Cutaway, and you will come out styling. Cutaway Styling Salon, 15 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Fourth quarter underway. Redskins on defense. Academy's got the ball to our left, leading by one, 28-27. As Fort Loramie popped in the final 7 points of the third quarter to nearly wipe out an 8-point deficit. Give and go, Academy. Oh, a nice feed. Carrier hits Hudson, who slips down the lane and banks in a lefty from 5 feet away. Well designed during the quarter break. Good play by Academy, which is on top of three, 30-27. Here's a drive from the left side of the floor by Heitkamp. All the way to the rim. All the way to the rim. Lays it up. No good. And stepping out of bounds is Academy. The rebounder got control of the ball but did not establish himself back on the floor.
I was hoping Chet was looking up here because I was telling him that doesn't count. He was out of bounds.
Tough break for Fort Loramie on the shot. Another one that just simply hung on the rim forever. Wouldn't go in. Oh, here's a lob pass to Fort Loramie from below the rim. Thrown to the foul line. Intercepted. And then Fort Loramie steals it back. Bauer to Barhorst, right corner. Drives, lays it up, and scores! DJ Barhorst, 30-29. Academy by one. We've got a thriller here at Garbery tonight. 7:05 to go in the fourth. Ball kicked out of bounds by Fort Loramie. Redskins doing a better job last several minutes, driving the basketball to the goal. Boy, Fort Loramie could get the lead. You never know how that could change the complexion of this game and how Academy feels about itself. They've led the whole way. Lions with the ball 30 feet out. Dribbling into the corner goes Pinkleton. Out back to Hudson. It might have walked. No call. Ball thrown to Ferryman. Ferryman baseline right. Knopf on him. He gives up his dribble. Ooh, dangerous pass. Steal! Grillo picked it off. Grillo darts down the floor to the rim. Got it! Got it! Ian Grillo hit the three to end the quarter. Makes the steal and the run out here. Fort Loramie up one. 31-30. 6:20 left in the game. Ferryman, the left-hander in the post. Spins, ducks under. Threw it up there too hard. It is rolling free. Let's see what's been called. Push-off foul against Fort Loramie.
They called a travel. Then he caught the ball and fell to the ground. It's a terrible call.
Looked like the Fort Loramie player took a shove in the back, although Ferryman might have been fouled in his shot attempt.
Yeah, I think so, too.
It's getting rough. Getting very challenging below the foul line. You take your life in your own hands. Here's a dribble drive to Pinkleton in the lane. Spins, gives it to Ferryman on the arc. Fort Loramie up one, 31-30. Redskins have now scored 11 of the last 13 points in this game. Foul line with the ball. It is Gus Carrier. He hasn't been heard from since a good start. Baseline Hudson almost charged. Gave it up. Foul line extended to Carrier. Carrier works his way into the lane, back to the basket, arches up a floater, and knocks it down. 1 point lead, Academy, 32-31. Good back to the basket maneuver by Carrier. Dribble drive, Fort Loramie. Grillo dances in from the left flank, shot blocked from behind, and it goes out of bounds. Redskins will throw it in. 5:25 to go in the fourth, 32-31. Academy leads. Fort Loramie had taken the lead briefly at 31-30 with about 5:40 to go. Ball lobbed in, half back to Knopf. Deep left corner, it is Maxwell Maurer. Fumbled the ball, got it back. Maurer open momentarily for three, doesn't shoot. Goes to Heitkamp, foul line fadeaway. Bullseye! Bullseye! Heitkamp pours it in. Good looking jump shot. Eli Heitkamp, the 6 foot soft, coming up big this year as a 10th grader. Outstanding campaign. Fort Laramie back in the lead, 33-32. Ferryman outside the arc on the left wing to Carrier. Open look from 10. No good. Long rebound. Carrier drive. Lays it up. Got it. Academy back up one. 34-33. Heck of a game here tonight at Garbrandt.
I was wondering when they were going to go back and let Carrier start trying to score again. He had 6, didn't score, and now he's got 4 more in the quarter.
4.5 to go in the fourth quarter. Fort Laramie's got the ball at midcourt. Nearly a tie-up. Redskins somehow, some way get a timeout. Fort Laramie ball when we return with 4:24 to go. Redskins down 1 on scores.broadcast.com.
Need the right solution for true comfort? Call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Laramie. Mike Holdhouse and his superb technicians are fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Get rid of those cold spots. Tom and Jerry's can make your home or business feel just the way you want it. Call Mike at 937-295-3243 or set your appointment for true comfort at TomJerry's.com.
Oh, I bet you didn't know that Rushi is home to a company that serves Ohio and parts of Indiana, Michigan, and other states in the U.S. O'Reilly Machine Tool Services is in big demand. We'll grind your first 10 tools free of charge at O'Reilly in Rushi, which is also accepting applications in person at 560 East Main in Rushi for experienced machinists and other entry-level spots. Contact us online at OReillyMTS.com, OReillyMTS.com. Fort Laramie shoots a long three after 4 or 5 passes. Barhorst tries it. It sprays off the iron. Rebounding foul against Academy. It's common. Fort Laramie will get the ball back, throwing it in far side of the goal with 4:13 left here in the fourth.
Well, I was on Carrier, and he threw him out of bounds, and that is his fourth foul.
And he's been a cog, big scorer. He's been a timely performer in this game for Academy. Had a good start, and he's finishing strong, but he's on the bench now. Bad pass, Fort Laramie. Intercepted by Academy. Dribbling down the court all the way to the rack and laying it in is Josh Withrow. He made the interception. It was a telegraph pass to Fort Laramie. Withrow dashed 60 feet for the hoop. Redskins down 3. 3:50 left in the game. Near side of the court, Barhorst. To Knopf on the arc to Heitkamp. Big turnover there by Fort Laramie. Live ball mistake turned into a quick deuce. Here's a long three. A long three. Ian Grillo got it. Triple. Grillo nails a bomb. We're tied right back up. 36-36. Near steal midcourt. Fort Laramie pries the ball loose. Guess what? It is Grillo. Grillo on top of the leather. And he gets a timeout.
I don't think they wanted that timeout. Grillo caught it. That was their last timeout.
36-36. Timeout on the court. We have under 3 to play in the fourth on scoresbroadcast.com.
You'll be all smiles when you see super deals on new and pre-owned vehicles at Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Fort Laramie with special customer pricing. When Gus Geyer established Geyer's in 1922, he greeted everyone with a smile and great customer service. He's still smiling today because 3 generations of Geyer's have done business the same way since. See the new Chrysler's, Dodge's, Jeeps, and Rams at Geyer's in Fort Laramie and see them online at GAIERS.com.
Well, I said under 3 to go, actually over 3 to go. Clock was already counting down. And when I looked at the board, 3:20 to go in the fourth quarter. 36-36 deadlock. Fort Laramie, one timeout remaining. Academy's got four. Top of the circle, Heitkamp, right wing to Barhorst. Hits Maurer, cutting down the lane. Maxwell Maurer to the rim. 2 points. Great assist. Good teamwork. Five straight points by Fort Laramie, which is on top, 38-36. 2:59 to go in the fourth quarter. Academy with the ball in the forecourt. Darius Myers motions. He's 30 feet away. Myers, head of the key. One-on-one into the lane. Back to the basket. He's in there forever. Oh, he didn't get out in time. It should have been 3 seconds. Dribble drive. Academy. Offensive foul. That's the fifth charge Fort Laramie has drawn in this game. Hudson bulldogged his way into the paint, tried to bully to the rim, and ran right through a Redskin.
That was Maxwell Maurer, stood there and took the charge.
Fort Laramie 38, Academy 36, 2:45 to go here in the fourth. I tell you what, Fort Laramie's defense tonight can be measured greatly, Chuck, in part when you look at those charges drawn.
Yep.
Five of them.
Yeah, they're doing a great job of rebounding, too. So those are your hustle stats.
Yep, there you go. 2:42 left. Redskins with the ball. One timeout remaining. 38-36 Fort Laramie. With the ball, Heitkamp 30 feet away. Oh, he throws a sloppy pass to Barhorst, who manages to catch up to it. And there is a bad pass by Grillo, intercepted by Ferryman, as Grillo tried to hit off below the rim. That was ill-advised. 38-36, 2:15 to go. Fort Laramie up two. Spinning, turning, outside the lane to the left. Shot no good by Academy. That was Gus Carrier, who used his muscle to get to the rack. Thank goodness Fort Laramie fouled him, or he might have made it for an and one.
Yep.
Now he's got to earn points at the stripe. 2:14 to go, fourth quarter. Fort Laramie 38, Academy 36. The left-hander Carrier eyes the bucket, soft free throw, nestles right down through the netting. It is pure. 38-37. Laramie up one. Head coach Mitch Westerheide signaling. He's on his knees right in front of the Fort Laramie bench. Second foul shot by Carrier on its way, just like the first one. All cord. We are tied at 38, 2:14 to go. Timeout called by Academy on scoresbroadcast.com.
I've got a job for you, or should I say a career, a rewarding career in advanced manufacturing. Today, computer-controlled machines are cutting steel like butter. You see, manufacturers are innovating the way things are made by creating new high-tech processes. The specialized skills for such processes are acquired at the region's educational and training programs, which are supported by Knox Machinery in Franklin, Ohio. To promote this endeavor, Knox Machinery is pleased to partner with scoresbroadcast.com. As your local Mazak machine tool dealer, Knox has been a full-service dealer of metal cutting CNC equipment since 1996. Mazak machine tools are made right across the river in Florence, Kentucky. They are proud to represent a product that is locally manufactured in the USA. For applications assistance, training, machine tool service, parts, or to learn more about exciting careers in manufacturing, just call 1-877-KNOX-CNC and let the in-house staff go to work for you. Knox Machinery in Franklin, the first choice of metal cutting manufacturers in southern and west central Ohio.
Well, a major possession here for Fort Laramie. Redskins have the ball into the floor. 10 young men in backcourt, pressure being applied. 38-38 deadlock, 2:14 left in the fourth. Ball entered to Barhorst, up the left side. It goes to Maxwell Maurer. He's not at the timeline yet. Throws to Heitkamp, middle of the floor. He squeezes past two players, goes to the rim. Shot blocked from behind, but a foul. He was run over. Trucking in at him from the rear was Ferryman of Academy. He blocked the shot, but boy, he made a pile drive move against the Redskins' Heitkamp, who dashed right down the middle of the floor. He had a slither of an avenue, and he took advantage. Now he's got two free throws. He pumps it up and hits it. Didn't like what I saw there, Chuck. The player for Academy on the foul lane, Carrier, was waving his arms around.
It's illegal.
When Fort Loramie was shooting the free throw.
That's illegal.
Very poor sportsmanship.
Well, it's also illegal.
39-38, Loramie up one on the free throw by Heitkamp. Second one, he flexes the knees. It's a little hard. The rebound, Knopf over the shoulder. It's a common foul. Let's take a look at the team fouls. Two on Fort Loramie, three on Academy. You get to five, and the other team shoots two. So Fort Loramie leads by one, 39-38. 2 minutes to go, fourth quarter. Academy brings it down. Got a sequence of critical possessions here. Myers at midcourt, angles left, down the left side of the lane. Pivots in the paint area, puts up a little six-footer, and makes it. Boy, he's been dangerous, very clever.
Well, he gets into the lane like if you let him get all the way down within 4 feet, he's pretty good.
The good quickness for Darius Myers off the bench, blended game, and he's given Academy a one-point lead. Fort Loramie comes right back, dribble drive in the lane, shot put up from 6 feet away by Heitkamp. It dances off the rim, no good, loose ball rebound. Academy gets it in the corner. The Lions up one with the ball, 1:22 left in the fourth. Myers at midcourt. Fort Loramie doesn't guard him on the arc, but they drive him when he hits the paint area. There he goes. Stolen! Fort Loramie on the theft. Dribble drive, 60 feet, taking it to the rack. On the play is Maxwell Maurer, and the ball is cracked away from behind, blocked out of bounds. No foul called, and we have an Academy timeout with 1:08 to go. Fort Loramie down 1-40-39 on scoresbroadcast.com.
The gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Rinderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business, and they come from all over. It's great.
Jewelry and watch repair, too. Phone 937-526-5557. The Jewelry Barn at 575 East Main Street in Rushi.
Just a nice little shop.
Many thanks on scoresbroadcast.com to A&M Pallet, Rangeline Road in Rushi. A&M Pallet serves 200 businesses now across the Buckeye State, including 60 less than 75 miles away. Thanks so much to A&M Pallet, big sponsor on Scores Broadcast. A&M Pallet, pleased to promote pride in our communities, which offer a great place to live, to work, to receive an education, and raise families here in West Central Ohio. And if you're looking for work, call A&M Pallet. Entry-level spots available. Shift number one, Monday through Thursday, 6 a.m. to 4 p.m. Message us on Facebook or call 937-295-3093. 295-3093. A&M Pallet. A&M affordably manufactured in Rushi. Good out-of-bounds play run by the Redskins as Maxwell Maurer caught the ball outside the lane on the left and did get a little crease to the basket. He was crammed on the arm really hard. He's got two free throws coming, and he missed it long.
He's 2 for 5 from the line now. The rest of the team has not missed a free throw.
1:06 to go in the fourth quarter. 40-39 Lions. Two foul shots, Maurer. The first was no good. The second one, just like the first one, off the heel of the rim, not good. Long rebound, Academy. Foul backcourt on Fort Loramie on the Redskins. That is team foul number 3, and two more. Academy will shoot. Well, free throws can bite you. They can mean the difference between winning a game at crunch time and losing. Timeout called. 62 seconds to go. Fort Loramie could not convert at the stripe. Had a chance to take the lead. 40-39 Lions. Academy ball when we return. 1:02 to go in the fourth on scoresbroadcast.com.
Steve and Ted and Anna are your neighbors, your friendly local HVAC, plumbing, and electrical experts. We service, sell, and install residential and commercial heating and cooling systems. Complete plumbing and electrical services, too. Steve Hooker and Ted Burning started Steve and Ted Services in 2002 and have been a household name ever since. Phone 419-628-2645. Steve and Ted's, your local Lennox dealer with only the finest heating and cooling products. So get to know your neighbors, Steve Hooker and Ted Burning, at steveandtedservices.com.
Make your next play call to Wisebridge Wealth Management in Sydney. Begin your retirement, wealth, estate, and tax planning with Wisebridge, your bridge to a secure future using simple, visible strategies and solutions. Make your next play call to Wisebridge at 937-518-1776. All securities through Money Concepts Capital Corp. Member FINRA SIPC. Wisebridge Wealth Management, not affiliated with Money Concepts Capital Corp. Begin your retirement, wealth, estate, and tax planning with Wisebridge on Russell Road in Sydney. Well, the Redskins right away commit foul number four. 57.7 to go in the fourth. Academy leads by one. Lions 40, Redskins 39. Next foul will send Academy to the stripe. It's been inbounded, deep right corner on the play to Hudson. Hudson's wrapped up from behind, bear hug, foul. And we've got two free throws for Academy with just under a minute remaining in the fourth quarter. That's the strategy employed by Coach Westerheide in Fort Loramie. Try to stretch out the last minute of this game. The free throw by Hudson is in and out, no good. Head coach Westerheide imploring his players to block out. He's giving that wave of the elbows motion. Clear out, get space, come down with the board. Second free throw by Hudson. He's got it. Substitution, Myers back on the floor for Academy. One of two free throws nailed there. 41-39, Academy by two. 56.5 to go here in the fourth. 10 players in backcourt. Pressure from Academy. Redskins look, throw it into Heitkamp. Heitkamp against Myers, who might have fouled him. No call. Heitkamp comes up the court. Redskins are in the two-shot situation. 46 seconds to go in the fourth. Heitkamp throws the knob at the foul strike. On a weave to Maurer. Right down the lane to the rim. Plays it up. It's on the iron. It won't go. Rebound. Ferryman. Bear hugged and fouled before Fort Loramie. Redskins missed a driving shot at the basket. There was some harassment. Not a foul. There was some defense late at the rim by Academy. It might have altered the shot ever so slightly for Maxwell Maurer. It was on the iron. It just wouldn't trickle in. And Ferryman shoots two at the other end for Academy, which leads by two, 41-39, 37 seconds to go. Two foul shots for Ferryman. The left-hander missed it badly way off to the left.
Almost broke the backboard.
Second shot by Ferryman, 6 foot, 5 inch senior, 12 points a game. Not a good foul shooter, 53% on the year. Dips the knees, eyes the bucket. It is good. And now Loramie's behind the three. 42-39 Academy. 31 seconds to go in the game. Maurer to midcourt. Throws into the foul lane. It's a sloppy pass. Overplay by Academy. Loose ball at midcourt. And Fort Loramie manages to get on it in the nick of time and get a timeout to conserve the possession. Redskins almost lost the game right there. 42-39 in favor of Academy. Chuck, I think we're down to 20-some seconds to go. The scoreboard clock doesn't show it.
26.
26 ticks to go. Redskins don't need a three. They need a two-point basket. You get one around the rim, who knows, you might get an and one.
Yep.
But when you do score, you've got to foul. You've got to foul whether you score or not, that's for sure.
Right, they have no timeouts left.
One timeout for Academy, none. No timeouts remaining for Fort Loramie, as Chuck noted. Are you dreaming of owning a home in Ohio? Well, with F&M's Home Buyer Plus savings account, that dream is closer. Incredible 7.5% interest rate designed to help hard-working Ohioans. The F&M Bank Home Buyer Account makes saving for your future easier. Ask about the Home Buyer Plus Savings Account at F&M Bank in Sydney, Anna, Jackson Center, or Urbana. Ohioans, your dream home awaits. Visit fmbank.com to learn more. Member FDIC. Terms and conditions apply. Final 26.9, Fort Laramie down 3, 42-39. It's Grillo inbounding in backcourt to Heitkamp. Heitkamp sprints up the court over the timeline. Interestingly, Academy commits a foul, not allowing Fort Laramie to shoot a three and tie the game.
That is his strategy, I guess. I think it's a little early to be doing this. Usually you do that under 10.
It's not as if these are NBA three-point shooters either. Two free throws for Laramie to cut it to one. And it lipped the rim. It lipped the rim and came out.
They missed their last four free throws here in the fourth quarter.
Heitkamp shot was on the iron, crawled over it, seemed to go down in the cylinder and just pop out. 42-39 Academy, 24.2 to go. Heitkamp again at the stripe, flexes the knees, and that one hits the front rim backboard and goes in. And Academy has used its final timeout. 24.2 to go, 42-40 Lions on scoresbroadcast.com.
From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureCom in Minster does it all. SecureCom finds solutions to push the limits of today's technology for tomorrow's world. Leave it to the experts. We'll show you the pros of going pro. And at SecureCom in Minster, we'll design a system that's efficient and affordable. We'll help you maintain your security investment to work properly for years to come. SecureCom in Minster, 307 West 1st. Inquire online at securcom.com. SecureCom, your pros in protection.
Well, unfortunately for Fort Laramie, the Redskins have missed six of their last seven free throws, and that may cost them. 24.2 to go. Academy's got the ball into the floor, leading 42-40. Eight players in backcourt. Redskins apply the pressure. They'll foul quickly, I'm sure. Ball inbounded in backcourt to a man who nearly traveled. Fort Laramie steals the ball. Fort Laramie steals. Heitkamp. Heitkamp ties the game. 15 seconds to go. Heitkamp with a theft and a two-pointer. Ferryman to Hudson. 9 seconds to go. No timeouts remaining. Ferryman in the corner. Back to the basket. 15 feet away. On the arc to Hudson for three. Way short. Long rebound for Laramie. Overtime. Overtime. 42-42. Redskins put on the press. Put on the press. And Academy choked it with a bad pass. Heitkamp with an unbelievable steal underneath the basket. After Academy threw it in, Heitkamp went up strong and bounced it in off the rim. And then Academy, out of timeouts, didn't get a good look.
Yeah, they did a great job. I mean, they got the steal. I was waiting for it to yell, Havlicek steals the ball. I mean, that was a heck of a steal right there. Great.
Instead of Havlicek steals the ball, it was Heitkamp steals the ball.
And as a sophomore, they just made that play for it.
Now, Fort Laramie's missed some free throws, but I tell you what, the players who come up short at the line have come up big everywhere else on the court. Although, I guess you could think of it this way, too. If you make a free throw that you miss, and you miss six of the last seven, you'd have the victory. You're fortunate, though, now, after going 1 of 7 at the stripe, to get to the overtime period. Again, Fort Laramie's defense comes up big at clutch time. Well, we start the OT with a jump. It's a 4-minute session. Ferryman and Maurer at midcourt. And it's a carryover from the fourth quarter. Five team fouls on both clubs. Everybody shoots free throws with every foul from here on. Ball batted in the air. Nuss got it for Fort Laramie. knocked off in backcourt to Maurer. What's the timeout situation like now, Chuck?
Each team will have one now.
Okay, one extra TO, one additional timeout here in the four-minute overtime period. Maurer on a weave to Heitkamp. Heitkamp 35 feet away. Berryman checks him hard. Heitkamp into the lane. Goes to Barros in the corner. Pull up bank shot from 10. No good. Oh, what an offensive rebound by Grillo. Up and in! In! Ian Grillo with a terrific offensive board. 44-42 Fort Loramie. Academy right back in the lane is Pinkleton. Fade away. 15-footer, no. Withrow follows. No. Stick back. Academy once, twice. Up again, no. Loose ball rebound in the lane. Academy tries it once more. Ball pinballed all over the end line. And guess who's got the ball? Barhorst for Fort Loramie. His Academy had 5 shot attempts, and there was a lid on it. Fort Loramie kept scrapping. 2:51 to go in the game. Overtime period. Fort Loramie up 2, 44-42. Maxwell Maurer at midcourt down the left side to Heitkamp. Heitkamp fakes left, goes right, cut off, can't drive. Down to Maurer with every foul. Each team shoots a pair. Heitkamp to Knopf. He is the outlet foul near midcourt. Heitkamp thought he was fouled, goes into the lane. Ball thrown to Grillo in the corner, almost took the three, sized it up, threw it back to Maurer. 2:22 left. Maurer on a drive, running to the rim, overshot it, no good. Loose ball rebound. Academy's got it. Pinkleton to Ferryman. Ferryman down the floor, shot blocked by Fort Loramie. Ball jammed out of bounds by the Redskins.
Man, that was another attempt for Loramie to be able to get a 2-possession game. They've not had one in this game.
44-42. Fort Loramie up 2. 2:10 to go in the fourth. We played nearly half the overtime. Academy lobs into Carrier. Baseline right goes to work on Maurer. He's 10 feet away, back to the basket. Pitches out on the arc. Ball dealt to Pinkleton. Pinkleton maneuvers, gives it to Withrow. He's got open space, a drive. Defensive play from behind. Block shot taken away by Barhorst. Then he raked a hand across the arm of the shooter. That's a good call. Withrow at the stripe. 2 free throws coming for Withrow. A 71% foul shooter on the year. Fort Loramie up 2, 42-40. 1:53 to go in the overtime. Free throw by Withrow. Yes, all net. 44-43. Fort Loramie's lead is 1. It's going right down to the wire. Oh, what a terrific game. It's already gone to the wire once, and nothing was decided. Withrow makes it. Front rim, backboard, and it falls through. Fort Loramie 44, Academy 44. A minute 53 to go in the overtime session. 10 players in backcourt. Fort Loramie throwing in. It is Heitkamp to Barhorst. He weaves over the timeline. Barhorst in the lane, goes all the way down the paint. Missed the bank shot. Rebound Knopf. Foul line to Grillo. 10-footer, no. Stick back Barhorst, no. They missed 2 short ones. And Academy's got the ball. Tough breaks for the Redskins. We're tied with 90 seconds to go. Here's Myers. He's quick. He drives into the lane. Ducks under, makes the layup. Redskins needed to help. They needed to help out on Myers, who's got speedy feet. And Academy's up by 2, 46-44. 1:13 to go in the game. Top of the circle, Maurer. He sprints down the lane to the rack. Maxwell Maurer just tied the score. 46 all. A minute to go. Dribble drive. Oh, there was a travel not called. Pinkleton down the paint. Oh, what a block. Taken away by Knopf. Outlet it goes to Maurer. Maurer dribbles into the lane. Coughed up the ball. Knocked out of bounds by Academy. Big break for Fort Loramie. It looked like the Redskins. Maurer lost the ball.
They just took it out of bounds. That was a break. Now they need to take advantage. What a block by Knopf at the other end.
Yep. Spencer Knopf with the block of the night. He erased a sure 2 points. And now Mitch Westerheide uses his only overtime timeout with 49.4 to go. Redskins will throw the ball in from beneath the basket. Tied at 46 on scoresbroadcast.com.
The production standard at Francis Manufacturing in Rushi is extremely high, and it's got to be. Francis Manufacturing produces castings for industries nationwide that demand perfection. We create castings that weigh fractions of an ounce, all the way up to several hundred pounds. Our highly skilled workforce is able to cast very small orders to large runs of thousands of castings. Established in 1946, Francis Manufacturing is one of the nation's very best aluminum sand casting suppliers. Francis Manufacturing in Rushi, proud to support high school sports and the efforts of scoresbroadcast.com.
It is spine-tingling drama here at Garbery Gym in Piqua. Fort Laramie 46, Emmanuel Christian Academy 46, 49.4 seconds left in the overtime. Fort Laramie has the ball beneath its basket. It's Knopf, Barhorst, Heitkamp, Grillo, Maurer, Myers, who's got quick hands for Academy, will guard the playmaker, Barhorst. Carriers out there along with Hudson, Pinkleton. Ferryman not in at the moment for Academy. Ball thrown into the corner to Grillo. On the arc to Maurer, straight away, it is Heitkamp. Heitkamp, top of the key, thought about penetrating, didn't. Redskins may take it all the way down. 34 seconds to go in the overtime. Heitkamp near midcourt. He's being jockeyed by a defender. Ball thrown to Grillo on the weave. Ooh. 25 seconds to go. Here's Maurer. He's double-teamed. Throws to Grillo in the corner. Grillo's in hot water. Throws to Barhorst in the post. Below the rim to Heitkamp, who lays it up and scores! He scores! Here comes Academy with 11 to go. A three-point wins it. The ball thrown into the post. Spinning and turning is Carrier. Six-foot shot short. Rebound pinballed. Fort Laramie wins! Fort Laramie takes it in overtime. Woo!
Wow.
Wow.
What a game.
48-46. Fort Laramie by two. Chuck, I think it called it right. Who got the last bucket for Fort Laramie?
Heitkamp.
What a play by the sophomore. He sparkled throughout here tonight. The Redskins dodged a bullet, missed some critical free throws, but came up big at both the defensive and offensive ends down the stretch in regulation and in the OT. Fort Laramie triumphant in spectacular fashion. 48-46. And the Redskins crowd is on the floor. The students are on the court in the corner of the Garber Gym, saluting each Fort Laramie player as the Redskins come off.
And then here's the other side of the equation. The young men down here, their season just ended. And that's a sad thing for these kids. They had every chance, and boy, this is one they'll remember for a while.
Yeah, a few of the Academy players experiencing tear-jerking situations at the moment. I tell you what, this is a very good Emmanuel Christian Academy team. Very, very good club. We previewed the game saying, hey, they got size, they're athletic, they can penetrate. They got length, speed, and we knew it would be a real dogfight, a scrap to the end. And Fort Laramie pulled it out. Eli Heitkamp, man, for a 10th grader, he grew up. He's a grad student now.
Yeah, he is. He's a third-year guy with his MBA. What a terrific game that was. My goodness. And three young men for Laramie. We'll call this in a second. Three kids had 12 points for them. One of them, Grillo, all in the second half.
Well, our theme to the pregame was balance, balance, balance. The Redskins have exuded that during these last 2 months of great basketball. You just don't know who to guard. Who will you put pressure on? Because so many offensive players for Fort Laramie can assert themselves at critical times and do it with confidence as Heitkamp did it for the game winner. Scoreboard has been erased. What was it, Chuck? 48-46?
48-46.
Let's take a break. We'll be back in 2 or 3 minutes. Hang with us. We got more upcoming. Fort Loramie Nips Christian Academy in OT. 48-46 on scores.broadcast.com.
Put work to work. Burke Petroleum in Minster now serves all your propane needs. That's right. Put Burke to work for propane, gas, diesel, lubricants, coolants, metalworking fluids, and more. Burke Petroleum in Minster has served West Central Ohio with premium products and outstanding service for nearly half a century. And now, Burke supplies propane. It's the green energy choice, clean and efficient. Burke Petroleum, serving the region's residential, farm, commercial, and industrial customers. 315 West 1st in Minster. Inquire and request delivery at burkepetroleum.com. That's Burke, B-U-R-K-E, petroleum.com. Phone 800-776-3097. Put Burke to work.
One of the most highly respected businesses in Shelby County is Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home on South Ohio in Sydney.
We have been serving Sydney and the surrounding communities for 155 years. We offer traditional and cremation funeral services and complete funeral prearrangements to meet the needs of all families.
Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home, a continuing tradition since 1866. Online at saul-mcgillandtangemanfh.com.
Welcome to Frisch's. May I take your order?
Oh, yeah. Obviously, I'll have the big boy, onion rings, and a Coca-Cola.
Why obviously?
Well, that's all you have, right?
No, we have a whole menu.
Oh, wow. I never even looked at the menu.
Yeah, we have quite a few options.
Ooh, super bad boy. Chicken tenders basket? Those all sound amazing.
Yeah, and we have the original fish sandwich.
Oh, man. I love fish sandwiches!
So, what will it be?
I'll have the big boy, onion rings, and a Coca-Cola.
Frisch's Big Boy, home of burgers, breakfast, and Big Boy.
Serving the region since 1972 and celebrating 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation second to none. Barker Insurance can customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. We represent insurance companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and others. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1850. 57. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one is Barker Insurance, and that's for sure.
Well, we are almost out of breath, almost out of voice. We do have some time left to talk about this game the night won before Loramie in overtime, 48-46 over Christian Academy, which played remarkably well, led probably 85 to 90% of the game.
Absolutely.
Did Christian Academy, and played well enough to win. But bottom line is Fort Loramie just would not be beaten. The Redskins would not suffer the loss. And they overcame some missed free throws. Unbelievable tenacity on the offensive board. Chuck's going to highlight all the numbers for us right now. Chuck, take it away.
11 offensive rebounds for Fort Loramie. None bigger than the one by Spencer Knopf. The last rebound of the game where he pulled it. And that was your ball game right there. 11 offensive rebounds, 23 total. 20 rebounds for Emmanuel Christian, 6 offensive. Turned it 9 times. Loramie turned it 11. Not bad for the pressure on either team. In the free throws, 8 of 14 for Loramie after a really good first half. 8 of 10 for Emmanuel Christian. They were led by Carrier had 12 and Withrow had 12. I'm going to go with Gus Carrier as my Clancy's player of the game. On that side, on the other side, Barhorst and Heitkamp and Grillo all had 12. Maurer had 8. Just a terrific, terrific game by those kids. And I'm going to go with Heitkamp and Grillo as my players of the game for the Redskins.
Chuck, that's a great sign when you win a big tournament game at the end, down the stretch, and your leading scorer on the year is your fourth leading scorer on the night. You got 3 others at the one dozen mark. Balance, balance, balance. Fort Loramie's got it, and it prevailed here tonight.
Junior and 2 sophomores.
Indeed. The youth was mighty strong for the Redskins here this evening. This segment of our broadcast presented to you by Clancy's, which highlights our stars of this game. Clancy's, Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food at Clancy's.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
From expert design and installation to outstanding customer service to top-of-the-line flooring products, Borchers Family Floor in Fort Laramie offers an awesome full-service flooring experience to each of my clients.
That was Betsy Wendell highlighting Borchers Family Floor Center. Betsy's a residential architect and designer at Heitkamp, a custom home builder west of Minster.
Here at Heitkamp Developers, we send right to Borchers Family Floor Center a lot of our customers who are remodeling or building new homes.
Borchers provides professional design assistance to help you choose your living spaces, colors, flooring, and the look and feel you will absolutely love. Thinking about walk-in showers, countertops, and cabinets, Borchers is more than just floor. Under new ownership since 2017, Borchers Family Floor Center has maintained great growth.
The customers at Borchers become the store's biggest fans. They spread the word among friends and family.
We welcome you to our showroom at 400 South Main in Fort Loramie. Just call to set up a visit. 937-295-3233.
They are so well respected in the flooring industry.
Borchers Family Floor Center. High quality you can stand on.
Hey, golfers. Our good friends at Shelby Oaks Golf Club, Rob and Nate Fridley, want you to know they have a new golf professional working with them. John Brading, the former assistant golf professional at the OSU Scarlet Course, is our head golf professional at Shelby Oaks. Nate Fridley is now the teaching pro, and Rob is the general manager. Our unique and beautiful 27-hole Shelby Oaks course in Sydney offers rolling fairways, lush greens, and a variety of hazards. You will be challenged. And don't forget, you can play your best golf by using our custom-fitted Ping golf clubs. Shelby Oaks is the Ping Power Fitter of the Year 3 years in a row. Nate, John, and Rob can custom-fit every club in your bag, from drivers to putters, and every club in between. And Shelby Oaks sells Ping golf equipment that benefits from the latest TrackMan technology. The guys on the PGA Tour use the same technology. TrackMan can unleash your potential and make practicing or playing golf a more rewarding experience. To schedule a Ping fitting and to learn more about TrackMan, call 937-492-2883. And ask for Rob or Nate. Start swinging and hitting with a Ping custom fitting from Shelby Oaks.
Well, first and foremost here tonight, give all the credit in the world to the Fort Laramie defense. Christian Academy had the ball waning seconds, regulation, could not score, had a two-point shot to tie at the end of overtime, could have taken it down and pumped up a three, didn't, went for a two mid-post, and the left-hander Carrier was short on the shot. Can't remember who was defending him, Chuck. I know Knopf was in the paint, but Christian Academy had opportunities to win this game with makes late in regulation, late in OT.
Yep.
Give Fort Laramie's defense all the credit in the world. How about a big three ball by Grillo late in the fourth quarter? Steals by Heitkamp. Fadeaway jump shot by Heitkamp after a takeaway. And then, of course, Heitkamp makes that scrappy shot below the rim. When he was in there among the trees, four or five players, everybody on the court for Academy taller than Eli.
Yep.
But he muscled up a 4 or 5 footer. That was the game winner. And then the Fort Lauderdale defense was very stout in the last possession by Academy and preserved the 2-point win for Fort Loramie. You go by the seeding. This was an upset here tonight, although we know how Fort Loramie's developed, improved, gotten so much better over the course of the season. And you talk about a team peaking at tournament time. This is the definition of just that.
And that got them to 500 right now on the season.
Yeah, sure, sure did.
Now, their next game's going to be a struggle because that's assuming Franklin Monroe wins this thing, but Franklin Monroe, good basketball team. And it's a team that knocked them out last year, if I'm not mistaken.
Redskins are now 12-12, even up on the year. Fort Loramie's won 9 of the last 12 games. Redskins 9-3 over the last dozen. 12-12 on the campaign. You talk about a team that believes in itself and every member that 7-8-man rotation that gets minutes is contributing. The balance is just incredibly good.
Yep, and I'll tell you what else I like. I like to watch the bench at times.
Yeah.
And every time I look down there, these kids that are not Ty Kemper, a senior, there was nobody more invested in this game on the sideline than that kid was. And I love to see that.
That's a very good observation. Head coach Mitch Westerheide was elated, tickled to death for his players. I could see the emotion all over his face when the buzzer sounded and Fort Loramie had won it. What a terrific job he has done guiding this Redskins club that finished 500 in the SCAL and has now split 24 games on the year right down the middle.
Well, I think that if anybody told Fort Loramie's fans that this was the season they were going to have with the boys, they would have said, yes, please, we'll jump on the wagon. So, you know, I mean, they were supposed to be really building, maybe not even as good as last year. And my goodness, what a basketball team and what an outstanding job by Coach Westerheide getting these kids so prepared to play for every game.
Yep. Well, here in the last couple minutes, I failed to mention the final score, I think, if you just joined us. 48-46, Fort Loramie in a cliffhanger, a sensational finish. Redskins win by 2 in overtime, 48-46. I'd like to remind you that Barker Insurance has served the region since 1972, celebrating over 50 years in business. Barker's earned a stellar reputation, second to none, for many years. Barker has been one of the most valued agencies in the area, representing firms like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and more. Barker will customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1857, 492-1857. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one, Barker Insurance, and that is for sure. 48-46 Redskins in spine-tingling drama.
I'll tell you what, I'm drained, and I didn't even play.
I'm going to take Thursday night off, by the way. Brandon Coverman.
We're going to do it. We had a good time down at Tecumseh. Yeah. I had quite the weekend on Friday night. We're here, and my best friend from the time I was in the fifth grade, Don Hall, who passed away about a year and a half ago, got inducted into the Pickwa Hall of Fame. And then I'm at Tecumseh High School, and up on the wall is my mentor and one of my great friends, Dave Zeller. His jersey up there on the wall. I had a couple of emotional days last week.
Yep, bet you did. Bet you did. Yeah, Brandon Coverman, who does an excellent job, will be sitting in for me on Thursday night doubleheader here at Garbery. Games at 6 and 7:30, Bodkins and Jackson Center in action. We'll be on the air at 5:20. Chuck and Brandon on Thursday night. Tomorrow night, airtime 5:20 from Vandalia Butler. Fort Loramie, Delaware Christian. Opening game of 2, girls D7 regionals. A couple of semifinal contests. Fort Loramie, Delaware Christian at 6. And then Mississinewa Valley plays Legacy Christian at 7:30. And then more than likely we'll be right back here on Friday night for the Fort Laramie contest against the winner of the second game here tonight between Franklin Monroe and Newton. Hope you enjoyed it. If you didn't enjoy this game tonight, then you've got an issue relishing great, great high school basketball.
Or you're a Roosie fan and you don't like Fort Laramie. One of the two.
Well, or you were an Academy fan.
Yeah, that too. Yeah. That too. And, well, I'll tell you, and you say this, it's not cliche. Feel bad for those kids. I mean, they had such a great season, took it all the way down, had two or three cracks in regulation to win it, and at the end to tie it to go into another overtime. And they just couldn't get it done, but all the credit goes to the Redskins.
But, Chuck, I recall the sequence. I don't recall the timing. I believe it was in OT. Academy had five shots in the paint within 7-8 feet.
Yep.
Who knows? There might have been a slap on the wrist by Fort Laramie. There might have been an over-the-back offensive rebound by Academy. The refs let them play. Academy missed five shots well down below the foul stripe.
Yep.
Gives Fort Laramie's tenacity on defense all the credit in the world for withstanding that offensive barrage there by Academy, which came away 0 for 5 on that possession. And that possession for Laramie's defense was symbolic of the whole night. Fort Laramie's defense got better and better and better as the game went on.
Yeah, I mean, they started the game and their defense wasn't very good. But they just make such great adjustments. I love to watch what they do from the second half. Everything is an adjustment. They adjusted their offense. They started playing help defense. They were doing a better job. They did let the quick kid get into the lane a little too deep a couple of times. But for the most part, in the second half, their defense was solid.
I tell you what, Chuck, among every high school basketball team in the region that did not have a perfect season, Mitch Westride is the coach of the year.
I even think that Spencer would say, what a job. You know, it was just amazing.
Did I phrase that properly?
You did.
Thanks to our online listenership, we had a crowd. Christian Netcast noted for us at one point there late in the fourth quarter. We had 3,900 IP addresses joined. Max for the night. Nearly 4,000 folks in the region from around the country, who knows where, were tuned in to scoresbroadcast.com, in excess of 3,900, to hear the conclusion of Fort Laramie's scintillating win over Christian Academy, 48-46, thanks to you, our online listeners. We're back on the air tomorrow night, 5:20, from Vidalia Butler. Two girls, Division 7, regional semifinals, Fort Laramie, Delaware Christian, and then Legacy Christian, Mississinewa Valley. For Chuck McBee alongside on stats, color, and on-site engineering, Jack Kramer bidding you good evening till tomorrow from scoresbroadcast.com. Fort Laramie in OT in terrific fashion edges Christian Academy 48-46.
This scoresbroadcast.com high school sports presentation was brought to you by these many anchor sponsors. LaCow Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner in 2006. We've been online covering high school sports for 20 years with LaCow Equipment leading the way. Shelby Oaks Golf Club in Sydney. Rob and Nate Fridley are the ping custom fitting experts. Start swinging and hitting with a ping custom fitting from Shelby Oaks. Barker Insurance on the north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on Route 25A. Barker Insurance, one of the region's most highly regarded insurance agencies, and that's for sure. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City. The weekday breakfast bar is back at many locations. Home of the great Big Boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Borchers Family Floor Center in Fort Loramie, one of the most popular floor centers for miles around. High quality you can stand on. And Borchers Family Floor is more than just floor. The Palazzo in Botkin. For 20 years, people have enjoyed the Palazzo for wedding ceremonies and receptions and many other special events. We're the perfect party place. Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Dickman. Hundreds of brands. Four locations. One solution. Schnipple Construction in Botkins. Building excellence. I bet you didn't know. Schnipple builds Marriotts and Holiday Inns for the hospitality industry. Dave Nagel Excavating, just west of Sydney on Route 47. The site contractor for school expansion projects at Rushi, Versailles, and Tri-Village. Dave Nagel is shaping the earth to meet your needs. Securecom in Minster. SECURCOM. Online at securecom.com. We're the pros in protection. And these 17-year Fort Loramie sponsors, M&A Muffler and Tires, Dyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, and Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. The Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time on ScoresBroadcast.com.